Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are so glad to be here with you this weekend and helping you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. If you've got one in mind, you're in the right place because we're here to lend a hand. Help yourself first, though, by reaching out to us with your questions. And you can do that by going to moneypit.com/ask or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, you know, owning a home is a part of the American dream, but a new survey shows many Americans lack the basic knowledge and skills needed to take care of that home. We're going to share tips on the top things you need to know to make sure that doesn't happen to you.
And now that we are officially in the dog days of summer, you might find that you're having a hard time maintaining a lush green lawn. But the good news is it's actually okay to let your lawn go a little brown for this month, if you know how to protect it. We're going to tell you what you need to know to make it past the brown and back to the green just ahead.
And have you guys ever tried to repair an old, worn-out concrete surface by covering it with new concrete, only to find that it did not last? Well, we're going to share a solution that's actually stronger than the concrete it covers.
But first, we want to know what you are working on in these last few weekends of summer. You got a little bit of time before Labor Day, and then everything goes to the fall. Leaves, things, all kinds of projects. So whatever you've got working on now, let us give you a hand so you can get it done and actually relax next weekend. What are you working on? Give us a call.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or for the fastest possible response, go to moneypit.com/ask. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to California. Cindy, what is going on? How can we help you?
We have downgraded to a smaller home, and we bought this cute little house that has got this beautiful six-burner gas stove. And the people that built the house put the stove right next to a wooden cabinet, and I can't use somebody turn one burner on against the wall, and it caught the cabinet on fire. So I need to find out what I can put against that wall that will either allow me to use the burners on the stove or not be able to use them at all and just have it look pretty.
You know, Leslie, so many folks love to have those very large commercial-style stoves today, but there's a lot more to them than you think because you have all of this additional power in terms of the burners, and also you need better venting, right? You can't use a typical vent. And in Cindy's case here, she's got a serious fire risk. So my thought is this. Tell me if you think this makes sense. First of all, I would get in touch with the manufacturer of the stove because there will be a specification for installation that will give you step-by-step exactly what has to be done to make sure that the surfaces around this range are fire resistant. You know, there are things that that we could suggest, but they may or may not work. You know, putting stainless steel, for example, on this side of the cabinet could help. But then again, it might just heat up and you could burn yourself on it. So I don't want to be able, I don't want to give you any specific advice about how to make the rest of the area that surrounds this fireproof, because I know it does exist. The manufacturers of these types of commercial ranges will have them. You really need to kind of take a step back and see how it should have been installed, and then decide how you can modify your existing kitchen to make it work.
Perry needs some help with a roofing project. Perry, what's going on?
I'd like to know the proper way to put a metal roof on a house.
All right, that's a straightforward question there, Perry. So, first of all, when it comes to metal roofing, some contractors will try to put it over an old asphalt roof. I generally think that's bad practice. So the first thing would be to strip off the old roof right down to the sheathing. And then assembling the roof would go probably on top of a vapor barrier. So you would probably use ice and water shield at the bottom, and then you would use a heavy tar paper, probably like a 30-pound felt, and then the metal roofing gets attached on top of that. The way it gets attached is going to vary based on the roofing manufacturer. Usually there are different types of either clipping systems, or there are fasteners that have like a rubber grommet built into it. This is a pretty physically difficult job because the sheets are big. They're not terribly heavy, but they can act as sails when the wind catches it. They can, you know, push you right off the roof. So you got to be super careful as a do-it-yourself project. You might be better off just hiring a pro that does this all the time, because it also gets tricky around the chimneys and around the wall intersections, because all that stuff has to be properly flashed. Now, the good news is when you get it done, you're going to have a roof that lasts a lifetime, because these roofs literally never wear out. So good luck with that project, and we definitely think metal roofs are a good choice.
We've got Emily on the line, who's a new homeowner and has some questions about a septic system. Listen, Emily, they are confusing, so what can we answer?
My husband and I just bought our first home in March of this year, and it has a septic tank. I've read many things on the internet for advice to keep our septic system from being clogged. Is there anything that you recommend that's just solid advice to maintain our septic tank and to prevent any clogs?
Hey, Emily, congratulations to you and your husband on that brand new house. Now, a septic system isn't all of that complicated in terms of maintenance. It's really what you want to avoid doing that keeps it doing its job. It operates because of the bacteria that generates there. The bacteria is what breaks down the waste. And as long as you sort of protect that bacteriological field, you're not going to have any issues with its performance. In terms of maintenance, generally you want to pump it about every 3 to 5 years. That's something that should be done by a professional. Secondly, if there's any switches or pumps, sometimes depending on the layout of your property, you may be lifting that waste from a lower point in the property to a higher point in the property. Those sorts of mechanical systems also need to be inspected. You want to avoid using any types of cleaners or dumping cleaners or bleaches and that sort of things down there, because that can kind of wreck that natural bacteria field that's doing that job for you. And lastly, make sure you sort of protect that septic field in terms of don't build stuff on it. Don't put playgrounds on it, patios on it, decks on it, that sort of thing, because you really want to leave it as it was designed, which basically is to collect that waste and let it seep naturally back into the soil. But other than that, it's a pretty straightforward system to use, as long as you don't abuse it or wreck it by doing any of those things that I cautioned you against. You should be good to go for a very long time. So again, good luck with that house, and thanks for calling the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local pros to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, taking care of a home is a skill that most homeowners lack. That's according to a new survey that shows homeowners earning a failing grade on home maintenance. We're going to share more on those results when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. To share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP Gutter and Flashing High Performance Sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month, and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up one weekend project and you're maybe looking ahead to start a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find our best DIY tips on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
And if you are already enjoying our podcast, we would really appreciate you leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews make it possible for us to continue to produce what now totals over 2,300 episodes of the Money Pit, and we truly appreciate each and every one.
We've got Larry on the line dealing with an invasive species to the sewer lines. We're talking about tree roots. What is going on over there?
This is not roots growing from outside the house underneath. What they're telling me is when they graded the land,
right,
some roots were left underneath, and the roots continued to grow into the sewer line, feeding on the waste.
Yeah, that happens. You know, I've had that happen to me. It really depends on the type of waste pipe. Some waste pipes are more susceptible for roots getting in them. Like, for example, if you have a really old house like I do, we have some of our lines that went underground before they were replaced were clay pipes. And the clay pipes, the roots could kind of like get right into the joints. But today, if you have like, you know, PVC pipe, it's all glued together. It doesn't really get in there as much. But is that what you're dealing with? Are you getting backups from this?
Yeah, and what they tell me, I sent a camera down there, and you can actually see the pipe separated. It's like the guy forgot to glue the last piece in.
Okay, then that makes sense. That's how it's getting in there, yeah.
So I got them coming out. They're going to jackhammer the floor, and it's in the middle of the friggin' house, and, you know.
You know, there's another way to do that where you don't have to break up the floor. Certain companies can do this. It's a liner system. Basically, it's kind of like a long sock, if you think about it. and it's made of fiberglass, and they basically string it through the entire pipe, and then they charge it with water. They pressurize it with water while it hardens, and then it lines the inside of that pipe. You might want to find out if that system is available in your area from your contractors and get a price and compare that to the price of sort of the disruptive operation of having to actually tear it all out. But there's two ways to do that. And very often when you're going through when you're going under finished spaces or patios or other sorts of things like that, you use a liner instead of replacing the cracked pipe.
I'm 76, and I've been in the construction business my whole life. And sometimes you have answers to stuff I've never even heard of.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I spent 20 years as a home inspector. And when you're a home inspector, you get like an intense exposure to everything that goes wrong with the house. I always say we know how they are put together, but more importantly, we know how they fall apart. And so it's just a pleasure to be able to share that. So thank you for that kind word, and good luck with this project. I would look into the options, though, before you decide to tear open the floor, okay?
Thank you.
We've got Emily standing by who may have used the wrong paint on a deck. I know porch paint, deck paint. Maybe it'll work. What's going on?
New deck was installed last year, had it painted this year with porch paint. We realized that it was a wrong paint. How long will that hold on the new deck?
Hey, Pat, you know, there's really not much difference between what you would call a porch paint and something you might use on a deck. And as long as that paint is adhering well to those deck boards, it should last typically 3, 4, 5, or even more years, depending on, you know, the conditions on and around your house and whether or not you have a lot of sun and that sort of thing. So I don't think there's anything wrong with having done that. It's just that instead of staining a deck where you would see some grain come through, you've painted it. Now, if it starts to peel off, at that point, you're going to have to remove all of that paint and then start again. But for now, I think you're perfectly fine leaving it exactly like it is.
Well, owning a home is often considered part of the American dream, but despite that aspiration, it turns out that many Americans lack the knowledge of basic skills that are needed to take care of that home. Well, according to a new survey by Lombardo Home, where they asked 25 multiple choice questions related to being a homeowner and scored them on an A through F academic scale. Now, while most respondents did okay on the questions about buying a home, when it came to taking care of that property, they failed miserably.
Yeah. In fact, for questions about home renovating and maintenance, they answered only 3 out of 7 questions correctly, earning themselves a solid F, which, Leslie, is the reason we have a show, right?
Russ in Wisconsin's on the line, has a question about what kind of floor goes over heated concrete. What's going on? Tell us about your project.
Is new construction with a heated concrete slab. What flooring can I put on that? And thinking about just painting it for the short term.
Russ, there are definitely floors that are designed for heated concrete surfaces, whether that's sub-slab hydronic or whether it's an electric layer of heating that's on top of that. There are floor products that are designed for that. So you have to kind of check on a product-by-product basis to determine which one is going to be appropriate, because some have more tolerance for heat than others. One that I know will work well is Duravana, which is a stone hybrid product sold by LL Flooring. That can take, you know, any amount of floor heat. It's an easy installation. It lays down on top of the concrete. The boards are locked together, and you're pretty much totally good to go. But beyond that, you know, whether it's engineered hardwood or whether it's a vinyl product, you've got to check that the manufacturer's specifications to determine whether or not it is rated for being radiant heat compliant. That's what you're looking for, radiant heat compliant, and that will be the answer to your question.
All right, we've got Ashley from Georgia, who's a new homeowner, taking on some projects. What can we help you with?
So we just bought our first house, and
congratulations.
Thank you. It was built in 1970, so there are 3 rooms that have wood paneling. One isn't an issue, but one of the other ones doesn't really have very good ventilation, and it's meant to be a laundry room, so moisture and ventilation are kind of an issue. And then the other one, the wood paneling, wasn't installed particularly well, so there's some gaps and some water damage and things like that. So we're thinking of replacing it, but we aren't sure exactly the best way to go about it and what the cost would generally be. But also I'm concerned with if there's anything we need to do to prep behind where the drywall would go to prevent moisture and bugs and other issues down the line.
Okay. So let's talk about that laundry room first. Paneling in general, you know, is a sort of a thing of the past. Now, there's two ways that paneling was typically installed. In both cases, it was nailed, but in one of those operations, they would glue it as well. And if you glued it, then it becomes a lot harder to tear it out and replace it. Well, I mean, and today most people aren't even replacing it. Of course, they're just trying to restore the drywall that's behind it. You mentioned that other room that's got paneling that's got gaps and stuff. Is there any place where you could sort of loosen up that paneling and try to pull it off the wall a little bit? Does it seem to come right off, or do you think it's glued to the wall?
Yeah, there are a couple spots in both rooms that you can kind of peel it up. It may be nailed, but possibly with just too far in between.
Okay, because if you take the paneling off, you may find that the glue pulls the paper off the drywall. If it's really bad, then you either have to replace the drywall or you can spackle over those sort of torn areas if it's not too terribly bad. And then sort of start again from there. But I think job number one is getting rid of that. You know, if you have paneling that's really well adhered and it's not really causing any issues, you could paint it. You know, Leslie, we used to give a lot of advice on painting paneling. One thing you can't do, which people think you can, is to fill in the grooves with spackle, right? Folks
never
ask us that as well. It never works out well.
Yeah, so just one clarification. There's actually not drywall behind the paneling. So it's just straight insulation and joists and
really?
Bugs and dirt and debris. So
wow.
That's why I kind of want to clean it up, because I'm just worried about moisture getting trapped back there when we do drywall it.
That's unusual. Typically, paneling is on top of a wallboard. Okay, well, in that case, yeah, you got to take it down. Once you expose those walls, you're going to have 1970s insulation in there. I'd probably pull the insulation out since it's right there and it's easy to do. You want to put some new insulation in there. The easiest thing to do would be to pick up some pink fiberglass insulation from Lowe's or Home Depot. There's a new product out by Owens Corning called Pink Next Gen. It's not itchy. It's really soft and cottony and easy to handle and stays nicely in between the studs of the wall. So you'll re-insulate that. And then you'll put new drywall on. You're going to want to use half-inch drywall. You lay the sheets horizontally, and then you have to tape and spackle the seams. So, you know, kind of advanced DIY here. Not too difficult, but it's going to take you some time to kind of master the job. In terms of insects and moisture, look, that's just general pest control. If you live in a warmer climate, you typically have more insects than you do in the northern climate. And I would imagine you'd probably just get a service contract with a pest management professional who might visit you once a month or so to keep those bugs kind of under check by applying the appropriate insecticides. If you mentioned the laundry room and the moisture issues, if you really want to do something that's moisture resistant, there are types of drywall panels that are basically waterproof and moldproof.
Oh, okay.
That you could use. Those are available as well. Very, very heavy compared to the regular drywall and more expensive, but, you know, it's a long-term investment. So that's an option for you too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck with the project and reach out to us anytime you have a question.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much.
This is the Money Pit. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, this time of year, some lawns go from a velvety green to haystack brown. But if that describes your yard, fear not. We're going to share tips for summer lawn survival when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As you look around your home, we know it's hot, we know it's uncomfortable. We know we are smack dab in the dog days of summer, but you've got to have a project you'd like to get done to make things easier going forward, and that's why we're here. So reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
All right, we're heading out to Mike, who's got a super gross problem. What is going on with these flies at your money pit? Tell us about it.
I have a fly problem, a house fly problem, with fly poop all over my siding. And power washing alone does not do the trick. Looking for the best solution to pre-spray, let it soak, and then clean off.
You know, Mike, this reminds me of another problem that's very similar, and that is the problem of artillery fungus, where you have fungus that comes out of mulch and sticks to the siding, and it seems to be virtually impossible to get off. But I think when it comes to bugs, it's like when they stick to your car. You know, Leslie, when you go to like a Pep Boys and you want to get them off, they have special products for this because it's designed to dissolve the whatever the fly juice is that sticks to your car. And I think the same thing kind of applies to the house. I know of a product called Super Clean, which you can find at, I believe it's at Walmart and other places like that. It comes in a purple bottle, and it works really well. It's sold basically as a cleaner and degreaser. But for this case, what you would do is you would apply it to the siding, let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes, and then you would have to scrub it. Now, there's going to be a lot of elbow grease here, but I think you'll find that it will release those bugs from the siding, and you'll be back to a clean house once again. I think the key, though, is to not let it get too bad, because otherwise you're going to find yourself doing this a lot more than you should. In terms of managing this population going forward, you might want to talk to a certified pest control management professional, because I know that there are fly traps that can be set in your area that would at least minimize the population and result in fewer flies getting themselves, I guess it's kind of like a suicide run, run against your house and splat, and they stay there and they stay in the siding. So if you have fewer bugs, you're going to get fewer bugs on the siding.
Blech. Yucky. Hope we can fix that problem for you because it's gross.
Well, guys, if you've ever watched your lawn fade from that beautiful sort of luscious green to a wheat field brown during these very hot days, you might feel a bit helpless to stop the destruction. But that brown grass does not automatically mean your lawn is dead. In fact, brown grass more likely means your lawn is simply dormant.
Yeah, it's funny, and I also feel like some lawn seeds or types of grass, like, just turn brown this time of year, even though you're watering and doing everything. So you got to do a couple of things, guys. You want to make sure that that summer grass survives. So just cut back on the mowing at this time. I mean, it's really best to keep your grass a little bit longer in the height of summer anyway, because cutting it too much can cause the grass to lose more moisture from those tips that you're cutting. Now, if your lawn is healthy, you can actually allow your grass to go into a semi-dormant state simply by cutting back on watering and then not worrying so much that it won't come back to a greener color in the cooler weather.
Now, if your lawn is brown, it is very important, however, that you avoid walking on it. This is where the trouble starts. You want to stick to the well-worn patches or sidewalks instead, because brown lawns can come back to life. But if they have been ground into a pulp, then they're not going to come back. So try to stay off. The lawns are very fragile when they're brown. If you stay off, then they will sort of regreen themselves as soon as more moisture is available.
Now, if you're not facing watering restrictions, you want to water very early in the morning. That's going to give your lawn a chance to dry during the day. And then this is also going to discourage problems with bugs and diseases. And remember, it's best to water heavily a couple of times a week to encourage that deeper root growth rather than light watering every single day. So definitely remember, super saturate every other day.
We've got a tip sheet on how to make sure your lawn survives those dog days of summer. It's called 7 Tips for Healthy Lawns in Hot Summers. You'll find it right now on MoneyPit.com.
All right, Beverly in Ohio is fearful of some stuff going on with the foundation and drainage. What is happening at your money pit?
You've addressed this many times, but this seems different. Water in the basement. I've already gotten the French trench discussion with a company, and I know that you guys say that's not necessarily it, and I prefer not to go $10,000. Anyway, there's a lot of plantings by my home. It doesn't seem to be grading. Everything's pretty flat, but I'm desperate to know what to do. It's really putting a lot of fear in my soul.
Well, Beverly, rest assured that if you improve your outside drainage, I suspect this problem will go away. One way to know is this. If your water problem seems to get worse with heavy rain, this is definitely something that can be controlled by drainage. You say the outside looks good. You mentioned it's flat. That's not good. Soil has to slope away from the wall. It shouldn't be flat. But more importantly, most of the time, the wet basements are caused by a problem with the gutter system. You either don't have the right size gutters, they're getting overflowing, they're overflowing because they're undersized or they're partially clogged. And something as simple as the downspouts not being directed away from the foundation far enough. You know, when the installers put it in, they usually put them out about 2 feet from the foundation and leave the water right there. So it kind of circles right back into that basement, and that's why the walls get so wet. But I don't think you need a French drain system. That would only be done if you had a rising water table. It doesn't sound like that is the case here. So I would extend those downspouts. And if you want to prove this before you do a lot of work, just get a bunch of long leaders. You know, they're a few dollars each at a home center, and hook them up to the bottom of those downspouts. Run them out, even though it might look a little sloppy for a while. I think you'll find that you'll have almost an instant reduction in the amount of water getting down there. And once you've convinced yourself that that is the solution, you can neaten them up and run them perhaps underground, bring them out somewhere to daylight, and do a nice job making them a lot more tidy. But drainage, that is the cause of wet basements. So you got to fix it, and that's going to be your solution here, and it won't happen again.
This is the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this weekend? You got a couple of weekends left of summer, so maybe you've got some big plans to finish up before that weather starts getting cooler, or perhaps you're thinking about that perfect fall project. Well, whatever it is, we are standing by to give you a hand. Broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios, you can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever tried to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete, only then to find out that it didn't last? Well, we're going to share a solution that will next.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, host of the Money Pit Podcast, with tips to help prepare your home for a stormy summer. Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms, available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. When it comes to the materials we use to build a house, concrete has got to be the strongest. And you'd think that it should also be the toughest, but strength definitely has its weaknesses. And when it comes to concrete, that's often the cracks that form. Now, once that happens, and especially if water is allowed to seep in, those cracks will multiply and get bigger and bigger.
Well, DAP has a new product that can help. The new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. Within an hour, it's also ready to paint and can stand up to rain. And it requires no additional tools, stays flexible, and won't crack, shrink, or bubble. Plus, it's backed by a lifetime guarantee.
DAP's AMP Self-Leveling Concrete and Masonry Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide. Or learn more at DAP.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, are you looking for even more home improvement ideas? Well, we've got them coming in every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. Be sure to check it out at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. All right, now we're going to chat with Jim, who's dealing with a problem with a cracked wall. What's the problem, Jim?
Problem with a brick wall behind my garage, long back wall with a vertical crack that's 6 feet long, separating a quarter to 3/8 of an inch. And I need to know how to diagnose it or find out what's really going on behind that, whether to seal it or get a contractor.
Well, Jim, if you have a crack that's open 3/8 of an inch, that's a lot on a vertical crack. So we need to know, first of all, whether it's active or not. Active meaning is it's still getting bigger, or is it just something that happened and sort of settled down? Why it happened, there could be lots of reasons. There could be debris in the soil that rotted away that often happens around garages where they leave construction debris that gets buried by soil. And when it deteriorates, the soil will sort of settle in and cause voids, and that causes some movement. Could be a drainage problem. I don't know. We got to know whether it's active or not. If it's not active, then it could be sealed just to keep water out. But if it is active, then you might need a structural repair. Unfortunately, while a lot of contractors will claim to have the expertise to do this, only a structural engineer can really give you the accurate advice that you need, especially when it's something severe. Of a severe nature like this now. So I would suggest that you hire a structural engineer to evaluate it, and based on that advice, make the repair or have a contractor make the repair so you know it's done right. Now, here's a project that many people have tried and many people have failed at, and that is to try to repair old, worn-out concrete by covering it with new concrete. Now, if you tried that, you might have found that that new concrete simply doesn't stick, and that's because regular concrete or stucco mix is simply not designed to adhere to old concrete surfaces.
Yeah, and that's why Quikrete created Recap Concrete Resurfacer. Now, with Quikrete Recap, you can renew old, worn concrete patios, sidewalks, even driveways with a permanent wear-resistant surface at a fraction of the cost to replace them.
Yeah, this stuff has a bond to concrete that's actually 4 times stronger than the concrete itself, and that means that the old concrete will fracture or crack before the bond with Quikrete Recap separates. And as a result, that new concrete patio, sidewalk, or driveway is going to last a very, very long time.
Yeah, and it's also a really DIY-friendly project. You mix, you pour, and you spread that concrete resurfacer over your surface. As long as that surface has been cleaned with a 3,500 PSI pressure washer, you can then easily apply it with a squeegee, a trowel, or a brush. And one 40-pound bag is going to cover approximately 20 square feet, so do the math to figure out exactly how much you need.
Yep, you'll find Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at home improvement retailers for about $28 per 40-pound bag. I actually used this for another purpose, Leslie. When I did my basement floor, I had poured it in 4-foot by 4-foot sections because I couldn't get a concrete chute down there from a truck, so I hand-poured it. But what I did when I was all done is I covered the entire floor with Recap, and it stuck to the 4-by-4 sections, and now it looks like one continuous slab. So it's got a lot of options. This adherence thing is really critical, though. Once you get it to bond to the concrete, that's really the challenge. And when you can get it stick like that, there's lots of options for this to be used for repair or for even resurfacing new concrete that isn't quite what you're looking for.
Heading to Texas, we've got Lois on the line, who's dealing with some previous owner's gift, you know, a smoke-filled home. How can we help you?
We just purchased a house, and the previous owners that we that had it before us, of course, they evidently smoked. And my husband says it's nicotine.
Yeah, it's a rather disgusting habit, and it leaves behind some really disgusting, hard-to-get-rid-of stains and odors.
Yes.
So, first of all, you need to make sure that nicotine is going to soak into carpets, by the way, and padding and curtains and all
that
sort
up.
Of thing. See? All right. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to use a oil-based primer on those walls and even on the subfloor. If you've got like plywood subfloors
mm-hmm.
that may have been under carpet,
mm-hmm.
I would use an oil-based primer, seal all that in. This is kind of like when you have smoke damage to a house and they use those, you know, very durable sealers to kind of seal in all the odors.
Yes.
You're going to have to do that because you're not going to be able to clean this out of it because all those building surfaces are very absorbent.
Yes.
So you need to prime the walls and prime the floors before you put the finished paint on. Now, you can use latex on, as a top coat, but to start, you've got to prime everything if you want to have a chance of eliminating as much of that odor as possible.
Okay. And you said an oil-based paint.
I would prefer you use an oil base because it works a lot better. It's okay. Just a much better sealer.
The ceiling is textured. What about that?
Do the same thing with the ceiling, especially the ceiling, as it's rather impossible to clean. Now, because it's textured, you're going to use a very thick roller. And they have rollers also that are designed for textured ceilings that have slits in them. They're like sliced so that the roller can actually get around all of the popcorn and other types of textured surfaces that you have. But you definitely have to prime this. You know, this is really a big project, and you might want to hire a pro to do this because it's a lot of work.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, Janice has a serious problem. She smells gas whenever she fires up her new fireplace. We think we know exactly why this is happening, so we're going to share a tip next.
You live in a money pit.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Do you know that each of the four New Testament Gospels presents a different picture of Jesus Christ? Do you realize the book of Acts reveals the birth and growth of the church?
I think I can answer those questions. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as king, Mark presents him as a servant, Luke presents him in his humanity, and John presents Christ in his deity. Acts records the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the beginning of the church, and the exciting details of how the gospel spread around the known world.
I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, president of Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. I'm inviting you to enroll for Dr. Dan Isles' action-filled class this fall as he unpacks each gospel and guides students through the exciting events of Acts.
The class is titled New Testament Literature 1, and the semester begins on Tuesday, September the 5th, from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. through to December the 11th. To enroll, call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
It's very easy for some of those gases to leak back in. So what you need to do is this. You need to get your hands on the venting specifications provided by the fireplace manufacturer. They are going to be very, very specific, and see exactly what those specifications say. I suspect they're going to tell you where this can be vented, how it can be vented, how many twists and turns, how many feet you can run with these venting pipes, whether it can be near a deck, how many feet away from things it needs to be. I suspect it just wasn't done correctly. And I would get another contractor to make these corrections. These guys that are blaming each other have no clue what they're doing. I know you provided me a lot more detail about this, but what I'm reading into this is they do not have your best interest in mind. If you worked with a fireplace company on this, they should be responsible for the expenses associated with it. But no matter what, do not use this fireplace until it's fixed, because it is very, very dangerous.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Janice, because we want you to enjoy your beautiful new basement and, of course, keep your family safe. All right. Rachel writes in saying, we're remodeling our laundry room, which is also our guest half bath. Is laminate wood flooring safe under a washing machine, or is a ceramic tile better? Expense is an issue.
You know, laminate flooring was a very popular flooring, and I say was because right now we've got much better floorings that are more durable and more tolerant of moist environments like bathrooms and laundry rooms. So I don't think I would use laminate floor in a laundry room or a bathroom certainly anymore. I would use luxury vinyl plank, or I would use the stone hybrid products that are 100% waterproof. And the other thing that you might want to do here, Rachel, is on top of that floor, underneath the feet of the washing machine, add anti-vibration blocks. These are like rubber-like blocks that help take the vibration out of the laundry. As it operates, it makes it much, much quieter when you operate. It helps to even out situations like where you have an uneven load as well, or if you have a washing machine that tends to sort of walk, it straightens all that out. So I would use luxury vinyl plank, or I would use hybrid stone plank, and I would use the anti-vibration blocks on this floor.
All right, hope that helps you out. Enjoy this new bathroom / laundry room. I love this addition to the house.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online on a warm summer weekend. If you guys have questions and you couldn't get through to us today, please remember you can reach out 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. For now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoshka. A bloody weekend around the country so far. In Jacksonville, Florida, four people dead, including the gunman after a shooting this morning at a Dollar General store. Sheriff T.K. Waters says the shooter's motives remain under investigation, but his actions were clear.
I can't tell you what his mindset was while he was there, but he did go there. And he did put his vest on and a mask on and then went directly to Dollar General.
Elsewhere in Boston, at least seven people wounded at a neighborhood shooting early this morning. Two suspects arrested, multiple weapons recovered. Del City, Oklahoma, last night outside Oklahoma City, 16-year-old student shot dead during a Friday night high school football game. Two other people were wounded. Police say the incident may have been prompted by an argument between two males in the stands. At the Chicago White Sox-Oakland A's game in Chicago Friday night, two people in the outfield stands were wounded by gunfire. Police say there was no other threat to general safety, and the game continued. New York Democrat Kathy Hochul calling on President Biden to take executive action to combat ongoing illegal alien crisis in the Empire State.
In a public address delivered Thursday, the governor called on President Biden to help her state absorb a surge of international migrants who have strained resources and filled homeless shelters, primarily in New York City. The governor emphasized the need to integrate the estimated 100,000 migrants who have come to the state in the last year through work and housing initiatives, requesting the Biden administration to invest heavily in settling the communities of asylum seekers. The governor declared, New York has shouldered this burden for far too long. Edwin Mora, Washington.
From Florida very early this morning.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Four astronauts from four countries heading toward the International Space Station after launching a SpaceX rocket from Florida's Kennedy Space Center. More news and analysis, townhall.com.
Dr. Coker here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Central African nation of Gabon holding its presidential elections, where the ruling family has held for nearly six decades. The latest from the BBC's Will Ross.
Gabon is not the property of the Bongos. Those are the words of the opposition's Albert Ondo Ossa. But the Bongo family has held the presidency since 1967, so he must know the odds are somewhat stacked against him. Mr. Ossa was only chosen as the candidate of a new opposition alliance last week. Recent changes to the ballot paper have also raised suspicion that the Electoral Commission in Gabon is far from neutral. In 2018, the president had a stroke which sidelined him for almost a year and led to calls for him to step aside.
Authorities in Zimbabwe say President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been re-elected for a second and final term. The Electoral Commission announced late Saturday Mnangagwa had 52.6% of the votes in the midweek election. More at townhall.com. A tragic story told too often, this one from South Carolina.
Authorities in Charleston say a toddler has died in a hot car after her mother forgot she left the little girl in the vehicle. An official says the 16-month-old child died due to heat, although an autopsy is being performed. The little girl's mother works at a high school and had parked her car in front of the school Friday morning. A passerby found the child in a car seat roughly 8 hours later. Jason Walker reporting.
National Park officials warning E. coli bacteria has been detected in the water supply close to Phantom Ranch, the only lodging at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Visitors are urged not to consume any water in that area without boiling it first. Phantom Ranch and the immediate vicinity are the only areas of the park affected. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Quikrete, and the Angie app. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your money pit. Now, look, it's called the money pit, but for us, that's a term of endearment. That's a house we care about. That's a house we need to spend some money on, but we want to do it efficiently and effectively. And that's the kind of tips and advice we give you on this show. So if you've got questions about a project that you're doing right now or one you're planning for the weeks and months ahead, reach out to us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as summer heat starts to fade, now is a very good time to plan end-of-season projects that will set you up for the cooler months ahead. So we're going to walk you through five projects that will save you time, save you money, and help you avoid some very expensive repairs when colder weather prevails.
And now that summer is at its hottest, are you scraping for every possible way that you can to keep cool and comfortable? Well, we've got a few low-cost to no-cost tips to share that can do just that.
And are you guys ready to take on a big painting project, like maybe painting the outside of your entire house? That's a great fall project. And as challenging, though, as it might sound, it's actually totally doable. So we're going to share tips on tools that make that job a lot easier.
But first, what is your home reno plan for the year ahead? Do you have a project or two in mind? Well, we want to help you create your best home ever. So make a list. Pull inspiration photos, start an Excel spreadsheet so you know exactly what you've got to spend and where and how you want to spend it, and let us help you get those projects done right the first time so that maybe by the holidays you're enjoying those new spaces.
Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Leslie, let's get to it. Who's first?
Sean in Texas is on the line. He's got a question about a central vacuuming system. What's going on? Those are super awesome.
I've been in the house about 10 years. I don't know how long the central vac system was in the house prior to me being there. In the past year, I've gotten a lot of condensation water buildup in one of my inlet pipes. and that pipe runs inside my AC closet. And I don't have any idea how to keep the condensation, because the condensation is actually running out in a brown, muddy-looking water down my walls and ruining my walls also.
Okay, so this pipe runs through the closet where the air conditioning system is that correct?
Yes, sir. It runs through the closet and then up into the attic.
Okay, so what I think is happening here is you have cold temperature on one side of this pipe, which is probably because it's running through the room where the air conditioning is, and then you have warm air inside the pipe, which releases its moisture and forms a condensation. So the solution is simply to insulate the central vac pipe, because that will prevent the temperature change, and that will in turn prevent the condensation. You know, typically we don't insulate central vacuum pipes, but in this unusual circumstance, by putting insulation around the outside of it, you will no longer have the difference between the cold temperature on the outside and the warm, moist air on the inside, and that should take care of the problem.
Would that be inside the attic? Because I've already done that in the closet itself, and it didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I would do it across the whole pipe. Because if it's a condensation problem, you need to basically stop the temperature differential across it, and that'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate you.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Ellie in Wisconsin's on the line and just got a new place. Congratulations. And you're looking to put up some wall shelves, do some decorating, and show some things off. How can we help?
I have a new home that is actually brand new, to flip everything inside. I would like to put up wall shelving. I desperately need wall shelving in the bathrooms, I think, because I don't know where else products would go, and I have no idea where to first to begin.
Well, bathrooms are a great place to start your how-to project, Ellie. You know, I give you a lot of credit for going out there and buying a few tools to get yourself started with. In terms of these shelves, you know, if it's a small shelf, like for knickknacks and things of this nature, you don't really have to attach it to the studs, which makes the project a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of different types of wall anchors that are out there that basically will hold just fine in that drywall. If it's even a little bit heavy, you can use something called a toggle bolt, or there's a cool little connector that's called a monkey hook. It's like a piece of wire that goes into the drywall and beds up behind the wall, and those things can handle up to 50 pounds. So I wouldn't get too worried about having to go over the top with some heavy-duty shelves and drilling through the walls, because aside from finding the studs, you also want to make sure you're not finding, like, your plumbing pipes with that drill and causing a leak, which would be a big mess.
Yeah, Ellie, you really just need a light-duty drill driver. That's going to help you with a ton of projects around this new house. And for shelving, make sure you pick something stylish. You can go for some that are more shallow, more of like a leaner ledge if you just want to put some artwork or some pictures on it. You can go for ones that are more deep. Maybe you want to put cookbooks or, you know, some bathroom products on it, depending on where you're putting the shelf. But make sure that you properly anchor it for the weight that you plan to put on it. And it's always good to put more weight anchors than you might actually put on the shelf, because it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, but if it's light duty, you don't have to go ahead and worry about connecting it to the studs. You'll be able to hang it right from the drywall with using the types of connectors that we talked about.
We've got Bob on the line who's dealing with the problem, maybe, maybe not, looking to add a radon fan to the basement. What's going on, Bob?
I have two sealed pits. One is a ejector pump, and the other is a sub pump that's for my utility sink and a floor drain. Since they're sealed and they're vented through the roof, I was wondering if I could put on a fan for radon gases. I was just wondering if I could put one on that pipe going out through the roof.
Hey, Bob, so I can definitely see how you might think that just adding a fan to those sealed pits right now would have some impact on your home's ability to vent radon. But the truth be told, it's actually a completely separate system the way a radon mitigation system is installed. It's not just a matter of having a sump pit with a sealed top. You know, radon mitigators will actually install the system in such a way where they confirm that they're pulling gas from underneath the entire slab, the entire surface of your basement floor, and not just from a pit like that. So I can't imagine that would do very much to change the level of radon if it existed in your home. So I would encourage you to do the proper testing, and if it comes up high, to put the proper system in. In terms of those pits, they're doing exactly what they should be doing right now. Because there's a sink on there, it has to be vented. It sounds like it is vented, and that's really just to make sure it's going to operate properly. But it's not an option for you to further add a radon fan to that. That would simply waste energy and not be very effective. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And just ahead, as summer heat starts to fade, now's a great time to plant end-of-season projects. We've got five projects that will save you time, money, and help you avoid some costly repairs coming up when the Money Pit returns.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app, and with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. If you're remodeling a kitchen or bath, there's one ingredient that you want to get right. And it's not one you'd normally think of. I'm talking about caulk. You know, it's one of the last steps to a kitchen or bath reno, but it's a really important product for sealing gaps that can cause leaks resulting in damage, including mold.
The new AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant is designed for projects and applications around tubs, sinks, showers, and toilets. It can be applied on wet or damp surfaces, provides a 100% waterproof seal, it can be painted in as little as 30 minutes, and it prevents mold and mildew growth, keeping your caulk seams looking fresh and clean for the life of the sealant.
DAP's advanced hybrid sealants outperform silicone in key performance attributes such as wet surface application, paintability, and crystal clear clarity, providing maximum performance for every project.
AMP Kitchen and Bath Hybrid Sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you wrapping up a weekend project, or maybe you're just looking ahead to start a new one? Well, every Monday and Thursday, you're going to find the best DIY tips on our podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you enjoy your pods.
And if you're already following our podcast, we really appreciate it. And we'd also appreciate you leaving us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Guys, those reviews make it possible for us to continue to produce what now totals over 2,300 episodes of The Money Pit, and we truly, truly appreciate each and every one.
Betty in Tennessee, you've got The Money Pit. What's going on?
Okay, I'm in Tennessee, and for several weeks on end, we have temperatures from the mid-80s and up to almost 100. During that time, when it's really hot, there is mold that comes into my closet that leads to the attic stairs.
Okay.
And it comes out from a couple of vents in a couple of bathrooms and sort of on the ceiling in the hallway adjacent to the attic stairs.
How do you know it's mold and not something else?
Well, I mean, it's little black spots and, you know.
The reason I say that is sometimes if you have a difference in temperatures, you will get condensation of basically the airflow on those surfaces. Now, that condensation can deposit some of the dirt that's in the air, and it's not like you have a dirty house. It's just that sometimes you get dirt particles in the air on the walls, and they'll stick to the cooler parts and not so much to the warmer parts. So, you know, one question I have is it really mold that you're seeing? Because mold doesn't usually become airborne. It just kind of grows on a surface.
Well, I don't think it's sticking to cooler parts because the closet that leads to the attic stairs, I mean, the heat is intense in there, and I try to leave the door open as much as I can.
So if it is mold that's forming, it sounds to me like it might potentially be in your duct system, which is unusual, but I'm wondering where else it could be. Have you had the system cleaned? Have you had the filters replaced on your systems? Because that should be trapping mold spores.
No, I just really didn't know what to do.
All right, well, here's what I would do. I would have the HVAC system inspected by your heating and cooling company to see if they find any of these deposits inside the system. And if that's the case, I would have that and the duct system thoroughly clean. I usually don't recommend that because it's almost never necessary. But if you're getting this much mold forming in those areas, it may be that there are deposits inside the ducts and it does need to be cleaned. Just make sure it's done by a professional so it doesn't get released to other parts of the house, okay?
Okay. Who would be the professional?
Duct cleaning experts that have dealt with this problem before, and your HVAC company may be able to point you in the right direction.
Thank you very much.
Well, as summer heat starts to fade, now is a good time to plan some end-of-season projects. So to help, we put together a short list of 5 projects that will save you time, money, and avoid costly repairs down the road. So let's get started with a few home improvements that should take place before the weather begins to change.
All right, first up. Now is a good time to fix a swimming pool leak. And here's why. Now, a small leak that appears during the summer months can become major repairs during the winter if there's a freeze-thaw cycle and it opens up that crack to even a bigger one. So you want to make sure you find and fix all those small leaks before you put that cover on for the winter.
Now, next, it is time to service your heating system. Now, we do know that it's still very, very warm outside. And it's kind of hard to think about heat right now, but it's really important that you schedule a system service for your gas furnace, for your propane furnace. If you've got a heat pump, you need to get those heating systems cleaned and adjusted now when demand is low. The technicians are available, and you will be that much farther ahead when the cold weather sets in. When you wait till October, you usually don't get the service guys to come over until December. So do it once and do it right now.
Yeah, it's always so funny when they're turning on the heat and you've got the air conditioning on and they're trying to make sure everything's working. So crazy. All right, now also is a great time to look for leaks because summer is a major time for water damage to occur in and around your home. Now, those summer storms that maybe popped off a couple of roof shingles, some leaking AC units, and other common sources of water, all of those can lead to mold, mildew, and then wood rot if they're not repaired quickly. So get those jobs done now.
And while you're putting away your summer stuff, be sure to check out the condition of your driveway. If your driveway developed cracks or potholes last year, end of summer is definitely the best time of year to make these home repairs because patching your driveway will prevent future damage as that freeze-thaw cycles lets water gets in, expands, it causes more cracks, more disruption, and if you get it straightened out right now, you'll avoid all of that aggravation and all of those additional repairs that will need to be done next spring. So there you have it. 5 projects, all sort of weekend-ready projects that will put you that much farther ahead when the cold weather arrives.
So get those jobs done now. Ashwani in Illinois is on the line with a lawn question. What's going on?
I have 7 or 8 trees in my backyard, which are pretty tall, like, you know, 30 to 40 feet, and they are close to my house. I have been seeing that their roots have started showing up on the ground. I don't know if it is because of the drought or what, like, you know, in a different kind of trees, white ash, crab apple. I'm just wondering, is it something I can do to fix it? I have to start getting rid of them because if they get weak and they fall, then they might fall on my house.
Well, first of all, this is Mother Nature's way of growing these trees and the tree roots, and no, there's nothing you can do about it. If the trees are healthy, then, of course, the risk of them falling on your home is certainly reduced. Anything could happen in a storm, but
You know, I tell you, I'd rather have high trees around my house and take a chance on one falling down in a storm than not, because they're just so beautiful and they have so many energy efficient benefits by keeping the sun away. Now, if they're very crowded, you may consider thinning them out. Sometimes you have to take out one tree to make room for another. It's a project I did myself about 3 weeks ago. I had planted some trees when we first moved to our house over 20 years ago, and it turned out that one of them I felt was really sort of taking the sun away too much from another and causing it to stunt, and then it became damaged by woodpeckers. So I just decided to take it out, and now that tree that's next to it is doing much better. So sometimes you got to thin things out in order to give the remaining trees, maybe the ones that are, you know, in the best shape or the ones you like to look at the most, a better chance of surviving and thriving. So I think this is really just sort of a management issue. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you've described. It doesn't give me any pause that you're going to have, you know, a lot of risk of damage to your house. Like I said, as long as they're healthy and as long as you are keeping an eye on them and making sure they stay that way, and as long as they're not growing, you know, too terribly close to the house. I mean, roots that are within 2 or 3 feet of the house can cause foundation issues, but if we're talking about trees that are just in your backyard, I think that you'll be okay just the way it is.
Okay.
And if they're that close to the house and if they're really tall and really heavy, then you may want to think about thinning them out, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Valerie in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
I have some ceramic tiles on the floor that have cracked, and it's just a hairline crack, but I was wondering if there was a way to repair those or if they have to be completely replaced.
You cannot repair a cracked ceramic tile. Once cracked, it will always be cracked. The question is, can you pop the cracked tile out and replace it? Are additional tiles of the same make available? That could require some research, but if you can't find the exact same tiles, you may have some other options. You could try to replace it with a complementary tile, one that may actually be a decor piece, you know, and kind of stand out on purpose. Or you could look for an area where you have tile that maybe went into a closet or something like that and try to remove that and use that to replace the cracked tile. That's kind of an extreme example of it. But at the least you need to do is to figure out why it cracked, though. And usually that has to do with the floor system and that perhaps it wasn't properly installed to begin with. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I was afraid you were going to answer it that way, though.
Leslie, what are some places Valerie might look for if she was thinking about finding matching tile for an older floor?
It's challenging to find a tile once, especially it's been discontinued. And also if you are new to the house and it's an old tile and you just don't know where it is. So say you've got a box. If you're lucky enough to have a box that has something with a manufacturer on it, you can at least reach out to the manufacturer and see. Or maybe you've got, you know, one or two new tiles kicking around. There are a few manufacturers across the United States that you can actually send that tile to, and they'll actually make it for you if they have that glaze in their stock. A couple of them that do that are North Prairie Tile Works there in Minneapolis. But that's going to be a bit on the pricier side. It's going to run around $30 per square foot. So it really depends on how important it is to actually have this tile and to match it. You know, it's tricky. If you can try a couple of architectural salvage yards, maybe you can find something that works. But I do like the idea of popping out a couple of things here and there to sort of make a purposeful pattern and add a detail in that wasn't there before. I think it's a cost-effective way to sort of, you know, keep the integrity of the tile you love but make it new without spending a ton of bucks.
Okay. All right. I'll try that then.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with the local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, now that summer is at its hottest, are you scraping for every possible way you can to keep cool and comfortable? Well, we've got a few low-cost to no-cost tips to share that can do just that when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
We'll be right back.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
As we are sailing through those dog days of summer, you may not be feeling too motivated to take on projects around your house, but now's a really good time to plan for the weeks and the months ahead, because it will be fall before you know, and now's the time to plan to enjoy that time at home.
Angela and George is on the line and would love to tackle a painting project. How can we help?
We have vinyl flooring in our kitchen, and it's more than 20 years old. And there are just a few areas where it's starting to yellow, and it's like coming probably from underneath, because bleach doesn't work. And it's got nicks on it, you know, in it. Anyway, I was thinking, I had always wanted to have, like, a black and white checkered floor, and this pattern is like a grid. It's like six-inch squares, so it's already all lined out, and I was, you know, thinking about painting it black and white or whatever color scheme, you know, I decide upon, but I don't know what type of product to use.
Yeah, I don't think painting a vinyl floor is a very good idea. I don't think there's any product designed for that, especially a 20-year-old vinyl floor. If you wanted that type of pattern, I would just get a new piece of vinyl. I mean, they're not that expensive. The yellow that you described is not a stain. It's a chemical reaction. What happens with vinyl is it ages, especially if it's had, like, throw rugs over it or rubber-backed carpets over it, is it's oxidation that occurs that changes the color of the vinyl. A lot of people think that those are stains, but they're really not. It's just a physical change of the vinyl material. But I don't think vinyl can be painted. I mean, vinyl siding can barely be painted, and I don't recommend that either. There are some high adhesion primers used for that, but, you know, take that to the floor. Now you've got to have something that's really durable. It can take chairs being rubbed across the floor and that kind of thing. So I don't think painting is a possibility. I would be considering another type of product. And you know what? There are so many new floors today. The prices have come so far down. You can get beautiful laminate floor now that's super water resistant for under about $3 a foot. So I would take a look at the new flooring and treat yourself to a floor that looks like that pattern that you envision, but is much newer and more durable.
Okay. Could that new type of flooring just be applied on top of this, like just right on top of it?
You can put it on top. If the old flooring comes up easily, I always like to take as much of that up as I can. I don't like putting layers down. But you know what? If it's solid and it's flat and it's, you know, well adhered, then I think it's okay to go on top of it. Just keep in mind that when you do that, you make the floor thicker than it was before, or taller than it was before. And sometimes, not so much just with vinyl, but sometimes, like if you have a dishwasher, if this is a kitchen, you have a dishwasher, you could be at risk of sort of flooring in the dishwasher, so to speak. In other words, you could have flooring that's thicker than the legs of that dishwasher. So what you really have to do is take the dishwasher out, floor all the way into it, and then adjust the legs and slide it back in again.
All righty. Well, all of the appliances probably could be pulled out. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, then good luck with that project. The good news is you're getting a whole new floor. It's going to be a lot easier than painting the old one, I'll tell you that.
A lot less work, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, now and in the future. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, now that we've reached the hottest days of the summer season, we're sure your air conditioners are working like totally overtime to keep you cool and comfortable. But there are some additional things that you can do to reduce that heat that collects in your house, and many of these can be accomplished with little to actually no cost whatsoever.
Yeah, first of all, you want to take advantage of the clock setback technology by programming your air conditioner to run at the coolest temps only when you're home and at a slightly higher temp when you're away. Now, this way you can maintain a comfortable temperature and avoid completely overheating your house when vacant, which can take a long time to cool down again once you turn that air conditioner on again.
Now, next, if you need to maybe bake a cake in the oven or run a load of clothes through the dryer, you really should think about adjusting your schedule to use those heat-generating appliances only at night when the temperatures are actually cooler. And if you've got central air conditioning systems or you've got rooms where you're running window units, that same air that leaks in during the cold winter months Well, guess what? It also leaks in during the summer months, and that's why you should be closing storm windows. Yes, if you've got storm windows, you don't think about them in the summer, but you should close them in the summer to cut back on those warm air drafts that drive up the cooling bills.
Now, if you've got a ceiling fan, you want to take advantage of their one energy-efficient feature, and that's that their motors are reversible. So you can control the direction of the blades. Now, you can use the fan to pull cold air up in the summer and push warm air down in the winter. You can upgrade to a more energy-efficient ceiling fan. There are Energy Star qualified models out there, and they're up to 50% more energy efficient than those conventional fans, and that can further help you to stay cool in the summer. I mean, especially if you're spending less money, you're definitely feeling cooler.
And as that fall season approaches, now is also a good time to think about adding shade trees along the warmer south and west sides of your home. You know, adding landscaping in the fall is the right time because it provides plenty of time for the roots to grow deep and strong before the summer sun comes around again.
We've got Ted from Mississippi on the line who's dealing with some bathroom odors. What's going on?
We bought this house about 2 years ago, and we've noticed that when you end up the bathroom or the master bathroom, you close the door. We normally close that door when we sleep at night, and you get up in the morning, you go in there and it's just kind of a sewage odor. It's not overbearing, but it's definitely there.
There's two causes of this. Number one is when you don't have traps, because the traps, basically the holding of water in that U-shaped P-trap or P-shaped trap, stops the sewage gas from backing up into that bathroom space. So presuming that you have traps that are properly installed, that wouldn't be it. The other reason this often becomes a problem is because of something called biogas, which is basically essentially the bacteria that grows inside those drains. And the way to deal with that is by using an oxygenated bleach to not only clean the drains, but also to clean the overflow of the sink bowl. So, you know, when you close the sink drain, you fill the sink up, you have like an overflow towards the top. Sometimes that channel also gets filled with bacteria. So I would encourage you to try an oxygenated bleach in those situations and let it sit in there, and hopefully it will attack any of the bacteria that's lining those pipes and see if we can get this smell to go away. Because those are really the two causes of this. It's poor venting or simply a problem with biogas.
Right. Okay.
So give that a shot.
This is the Money Pit. Call in your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to take on a big paint project like maybe the fence or the decking or perhaps the entire house? Well, airless paint sprayers from Wagner can make that job a lot easier. We'll explain when the Money Pit returns.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. On our show, we talk a lot about the importance of making sure your gutters are working properly. If your gutters are clogged or if they have leaking seams and sections, overflowing water can really wreak havoc, causing everything from slippery sidewalks to flooded basements to even cracked foundations.
Now, another area where leaks are common is at the flashing between different roof sections or where vents or chimneys go through. Repairing both gutters and roof flashing requires a sealant that's easy to apply, durable, and flexible enough to expand and contract with the house.
DAP's new AMP Advanced Modified Polymer Gutter and Flashing Sealant has all those qualities and more. It provides a 100% weatherproof and waterproof seal with the ability to be applied on wet and damp surfaces. It also has a fast 30-minute paint and rain-ready time, and it's designed for both exterior and interior use.
For gutter and flashing applications, AMP gutter and flashing high-performance sealant stays flexible, crack-proof, and is backed by a lifetime guarantee. The sealant retails for $9.98 and is available at home improvement and hardware retailers nationwide, or learn more at DAP.com. Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. August is National Curb Appeal Month and a good time to take a look at your home's exterior. Now, if your sidewalk, your front porch, or your steps could use a makeover, there's an easy DIY solution. It's called Terrazzo from Deich Coatings. It's a decorative granite coating that rolls over concrete and masonry surfaces. There are 7 premixed colors that sparkle with fine grades of granite. You'll get instant curb appeal for your walkways, steps, and porches. That's Terrazzo Finishes. Order at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. You can get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
Hey, are you looking for even more home improvement ideas, guys? Well, we've got them coming every Monday and Thursday on the Money Pit podcast. You can check it out at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you listen to your favorite pods. Howard in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help making things around the pool not so slippy. What's going on?
We have a concrete deck around our pool, and it has been painted before years ago, and I was going to pressure wash it. And I wonder what kind of paint surface to put on there that would not be slick, mm-hmm. where people would fall.
Yeah. So I think what you want, Howard, is a paint with an anti-slip coating. There are paints out there that have some abrasion to them, and so they are specifically designed for stairs and wet locations, such as what you're suggesting. I know there's one at Home Depot that's called Sure Step, S-U-R-E-S-T-E-P. It's made by Insul X, and it has some pretty good ratings. Folks seem to be very happy with it, and it's designed as an exterior coating that does just that. It can go on concrete. And what I would caution you, though, is if you are going to pressure wash, you want to make sure that that surface gets really dry and that you're lifting off any loose paint, because as good as the top coat of paint is, if it's not sticking, it's not going to do you any good. So you want to make sure if you're going to pressure wash it, that's great, but make sure that loose paint's gone and give it a good couple of days in the sun to dry before you put the next layer of paint on it. But take a look at that Sure Step product, and I think that's exactly what you need.
Well, thank you so much, and I'd just like to say I love your show. It's very informative, and here in Tennessee, we like it.
Well, we thank you so much for listening there in Tennessee, Howard, and have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Well, are you ready to take on a big painting project? Like, you know, maybe painting the entire exterior of your home? I know that seems like a very gigantic project, but it actually is totally doable with the new Wagner Control Titan Control Max 1700 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer.
Yeah, the Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayers, they feature a high-efficiency airless technology that can produce actually up to 55% less overspray compared to traditional airless sprayers, and they output sort of a softer spray with improved control. Now, that's all going to add up to a high-quality finish that goes on about 3 times faster than a roller to get the projects done very quickly.
Yeah, and speaking of big projects, if you want to take on a project as big as painting your house this summer, Wagner has step-by-step detailed posts and videos on their website, and they're going to walk you through everything from the prep part to the painting. Now, whether your project is to paint a deck,
a fence, or an entire home, Wagner Airless Paint Sprayers make big jobs so much easier. The Titan Control Max 1700 can pull right from a 5-gallon bucket, which means you don't have to change out paint cans so frequently, and that's going to save you even more time on the job.
That Wagner Titan Control Max 1700 paint sprayer makes it easier to paint like a pro. It's available in both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, and you can see the complete line of Wagner products at WagnerSprayTech.com.
We've got Eliza on the line who wants to add some butcher block to the kitchen, but let's find out if this is the best idea. What'd you have in mind, lady?
We're redoing our kitchen countertops, and I'd like to have a butcher block. I've heard that some types will warp over time. I was wondering if there's a particular wood or style that is more durable, that is going to be a worthy investment, or if it's a risk and I should just go a different route.
Hey, Eliza, you know, butcher blocks were popular for a long time, and they can be embedded into countertops, but I got to tell you, they are a lot of work, mostly because you always have to guard against E. coli bacteria. If they are not properly maintained, sealed, disinfected, you definitely have a risk of having bacteria sort of seep in there. When it comes to the types of wood, you know, it really is always hardwood. The difference would be whether it's end grain or whether it's face grain. End grain is going to be a little more absorptive, but it tends to last a little bit longer. Face grain will not absorb as much, but it does get beat up and doesn't look very nice for a very long period of time. I mean, frankly, if it was me, I would skip a butcher block altogether today. I just don't think it's worth the work nor worth the risk. I hope that makes sense to you, and good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Well, Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you've ever felt the need to start a new decor project, but you just froze because you don't know where to start? Well, creating a mood board can actually unlock that creative process. I'm going to share some tips on how you can get started in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word next.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Don't miss the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Wristbands can be purchased at the fair office or by calling 530-336-5695. The fair will feature a parade, pageant, cooks, racing pigs, livestock shows, and a junior livestock auction. Grandstand events will feature the Enduro and Little Tykes races, Destruction Derby. And the main event, Saturday night, September 2nd, Jared Hovis in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena.
So here's to the fair.
Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Free admission August 31st for the opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair Labor Day weekend on 8th Street in MacArthur. September 1st is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. September 2nd is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. Kids 5 and under get in free daily. Grandstand event tickets are available online at www.inter-mountainfair.com. Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Convenient
conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. You can reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Hank wrote in saying, birds periodically fly into my windows and either become stunned or they're killed. Is there something that can be done to make the glass appear as an object so birds avoid flying into the windows? It's so terrible when this happens, and truly most of the times they're just stunned.
It is sad. In fact, according to the American Bird Conservancy, they shared that more than 250 million birds are injured every year due to these collisions with windows and other clear surfaces, and it's because they can't differentiate the glass from the sky. Now, the solution, Hank, is to install screens on the outside of windows, which makes the surface more detectable to birds, or you can add a wide variety of reflective strips or other similar products that are out there to help birds see those windows as an obstruction and not as a clear path forward.
You know, I know, Hank, when you think of the term like a window decal, you think of something that your kids might put up for the holidays, but the ones that are meant to sort of make the glass stand out are very discreet, actually, and there's a lot of varieties that you can find to sort of help you solve the problem but not create a decor problem. So you'd be surprised when you go searching that you're going to find a lot of great options that will work for you. And think of all the birdies you're going to be saving. I mean, it's amazing how they just get so simply confused, and it's just, you know, alarming when it happens. But hopefully they're just a little stunned for a minute.
Well, are you ready to start a new decor project but kind of stuck at the starting line? If that's you, creating a mood board can unlock that creative process. Leslie shared tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, if you're feeling stuck and you're really just looking for a way to unlock your creativity, creating a mood board really is a great way to organize your ideas. But while traditional mood boards are often glued up boards filled with clippings and colors and textures and all the things that you like, digital mood boards are now taking this to a whole new level. Now, a digital mood board makes it super easy to create and integrate your collection of photos. Now, Pinterest posts and other eye-catching elements, all of those things you've got together, then you share those boards with family and friends for feedback. It really is a great way to kind of kickstart this creative design process because it helps you kind of define the style and overall look of the project that you're going for, and it allows you to visualize and organize all of those ideas and emotions. And it's really an easy way to sort of put everything together in one place. So if you're looking on how to start these digital mood boards, you have to kind of figure out which free template you want to use. And there's a ton of choices on Canva.com. There's really a lot to choose from there. Then you get started, you brainstorm a few keywords that describe the vibe, the aesthetic of your project, and take all those images that you've saved on your phone or Pinterest, and you just start arranging them in that Canva template. Now, with this digital approach, it's really just as easy to make two or three mood boards, kind of sort of suss out which style exactly you're going for or color palette, or see them both together and kind of decide which option is best for you. I mean, it's really easy to sort of get this route going, and then suddenly you're going to see this pattern come together, and you're going to be picking colors and picking furnishings and picking textures and all of it just this amazing design process has opened up for you. So don't be afraid. Start organizing yourself digitally, and soon you're going to be enjoying that actual physical new interior design.
What a great way to do just that. Coming up next time on The Money Pit, if you guys would like your home to feel open and airy, but you just don't have the budget for a big project, we're going to share some smart tips to help you open up the space without emptying your bank account in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Jacksonville, Florida's sheriff says a white gunman who killed the people at a Dollar General store Saturday morning was racially motivated and hated black people. Sheriff T.K. Waters says the shooter who killed himself Saturday injured two men and one woman who were, they were both all black. Waters says there were no evidence the shooter's part of any larger group. Jacksonville's Mayor Donna Deegan, though, expressed her feelings of frustration.
This was a hate-filled crime, and we just shouldn't have that kind of hate in Jacksonville.
A brush fire on the Hawaiian island of Maui prompting evacuations in a residential neighborhood of Lahaina before firefighters finally brought it under control Saturday. The fire broke out just a few miles from the site recently ravaged by the deadly blazes. Maui County says firefighters doused flames from above using a helicopter and with hoses on the ground. The county said the fire no longer posed an active threat, but firefighters were there working into the evening to make sure there were no hot spots and evacuees should stay clear until they were given the okay to return. Senator Tom Cotton says one way to strengthen the U.S. military is to consider cutbacks among civilian employees at the Pentagon.
Look, if you're not a rifleman on the front line or a pilot in a fighter aircraft, you're supporting those two people. And the further you are away from those two people, the harder it is to justify what you do in the Pentagon.
The Arkansas Republican says the only way to address the problem of too many civilian employees is for Republicans to regain control of both chambers of commerce. Cotton was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. Danish police say a 30-year-old man was killed, four other people injured in a shooting in a Copenhagen neighborhood known for its counterculture vibe and flourishing hashish trade. The official said the two masked gunmen opened fire Saturday night inside a building in the Christiania neighborhood. The shooting, they say, is believed to be linked to criminal gangs. SRN News.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Longtime game show host Bob Barker has died at the age of 99.
Bob Barker was a household fixture in American living rooms for half a century, best known for The Price is Right. A radio guy who was tapped in 1956 for Truth or Consequences. But then his final TV home, from 1972 until 2007, a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman production.
That's correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Birthdays on Saturday included singer Vic Dana, who was 83. Valerie Simpson of Ashford and Simpson was 78. Bob Cowsill of the Cowsills turned 74. Actor Melissa McCarthy, Mike and Molly fame, 53. Macaulay Culkin, remember him? He turned 43. And Chris Pine from the new Star Trek movies, 43. More news at townhall.com. Regulators approved the first RSV vaccine for pregnant women to protect their newborns.
The respiratory infection fills hospitals with wheezing babies every fall and winter. Pfizer's vaccine, given in late pregnancy, allows moms to be to develop virus-fighting antibodies to pass on to their unborn babies. FDA approval came this week. The CDC must sign off before maternal vaccinations begin. The only other option to protect babies is giving them lab-made antibodies. RSV is a cold-like nuisance for most healthy people, but it can be life-threatening for the very young. John Scott reported.
The Alabama Attorney General's office Friday asked the state Supreme Court to set an execution date for them to use a new method of execution, breathing pure nitrogen. The disclosure that it's ready to use expected to set off a new round of legal battles over its constitutionality. A number of inmates, though, seeking to block their executions by lethal injection to use the new method. More at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Original Pancake House, just outside of Milwaukee, the site of the first Fox News GOP primary debate. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. So glad you're here. And with me at the old Pancake House, like the guy with the deep voice said, is the man who was center square last night on a field of eight. In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Governor, thanks so much for giving us some time, because tonight you will be in Iowa.
That's right.
At an event that's very important for you. Besides politics, your other passion is baseball. Where are you going to be?
So we're actually going to be at the Field of Dreams from the movie with Kevin Costner, and it's in northeastern Iowa outside of Dubuque. So we're going to do basically a political event. We're going to have a lot of people from the community come out, but we are going to be able to bring my wife and I, our kids, 6, 5, and 3. So they've all seen snippets of the movie. My son is actually in some of the travels. We've been playing catch near some of the cornfields in Iowa. And at one point he asked me, Daddy, is this heaven? And I said, no, it's Iowa, son.
I wish you got that on tape. You'd have another commercial. Governor, what changes after last night? And how do you feel after the 2 hours is now in the books?
Well, what we saw last night is that, you know, I'm the one guy that has proven that he can get all this done. We had the strongest solutions for economy, crime, and immigration, which are the most important issues. And we have the vision to focus on the issues that the American people care about and look forward, not look backwards. So I think we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. I mean, people are looking on the stage, and I think the question, it's like, yeah, you know, I'm talking about taking on the drug cartels. And our voters like that because they know it needs to be done. But I think even before you get there, they look to see, okay, is this somebody that can be president? And I think we showed that, you know, we can be president. We're governing the third largest state in the country, oversee the 13th largest economy in the world, and have had unprecedented success doing so.
So you got the fourth most time, I guess, Mike Pence. If you told me if I had Mike Pence to get the most time, I would have said absolutely not. He's kind of a mild-mannered guy.
He was aggressive at interrupting and getting involved and doing that, which is fine. And so I was, you know, I saw a little bit of the cross chatter that was happening among some of the other candidates. But you always want as much time as possible because that's exposure you're getting. But my view would be, okay, of the time you get, how much of it is really good time being used to deliver a message to the voters at home about what you're going to do as president? I would say the time I got, 100% of it was devoted to delivering our message that the country's in decline. We need to reverse it. Here's how we'll do it on economy, border, crime, all the important issues.
So one of the issues where I know you differ from Vivek Ramaswamy in the debate was on Ukraine. Here's what he said, doing something that President Trump does all the time, mocking Zelensky, cut six.
I think that this is disastrous, that we are protecting against an invasion across somebody else's border when we should use those same military resources to prevent across the invasion of our own southern border here in the United States of America. We are driving Russia further into China's hands. The Russia-China alliance is the single greatest threat we face. And I find it offensive that we have professional politicians on the stage that will make a pilgrimage to Kyiv, to their Pope, Zelensky, without doing the same thing for people in Maui or the south side of Chicago.
Okay. Right. So your reaction to that, you didn't get a chance to follow up on
that.
Well,
yeah, I mean, look, I think there, as a Catholic, there's probably not a lot of Catholics that appreciated the,
Pope Zelensky.
Yeah, I think that was, I don't know why he did that, but I do agree this part. As the President of the United States, your first obligation is to defend this country and our people. And right now, the ruling class in this country has failed to do that with our own border there. And so that would be my priority as president before we even get into international relations. You got to be strong at home, you know, if you want to be strong abroad. And that's been a major failing that we've seen
happened. Homeland Security budget
I don't agree the idea that, like, somehow giving a windfall to Russia is going to help us combat China. I think that's wrong. I think China is somebody that has really significant global ambitions, and we're going to actually be rolling out a good China speech very soon. But it's a combination of having enough hard power in the Indo-Pacific to deter their military adventurism, not just with Taiwan, but with other areas. Two, to recognize the economic benefits this country over many decades has given to them. We've got a ridiculous relationship where they dump product here. We don't have the ability to sell stuff. So you have to decouple our economies so that we're self-sufficient without having to worry about that. That will really hurt them. And then finally, understanding how they make influences in our region and in our own country. So, for example, in Florida, we banned the purchase of land by the Chinese Communist Party in our state because they were thinking about buying a farm in Levy County. And we said no, and then we passed the legislation to do it. So I think there's a lot of things that need to be done to deal with China. But I don't think saying that just saying Russia can take what it wants is going to help us combat the China threat.
As you know, China's economy is as bad as it's been over the last 25 years. They can't get people employed from 18 to 25. They're pressing their colleges to get these kids jobs. They don't have them. Their growth is much slower than they thought. And they thought they'd just throw money at the situation, but there's nothing to build and no one's looking to buy. You have a window of opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
I think this is the decisive decade. I think if we do what we need to do, I think that the China threat will subside. I'm not saying they're ever going to be an ally, but if we don't play our cards right, they could surpass us in this decade. And then the world's going to look a lot different if China is the dominant superpower, because they will use their power to be able to do things that will impact the average American's life. So, but economically, we have some levers we can pull. We've got to stop having policies that enrich them. that will really, really put them on the map.
The BRIC alliance is getting bigger. They're going to look to get in Argentina, Saudi Arabia, India's there already, Russia having their own problems, in China. They want to rival the G8. They want to be better and more they want to get rid of the dollar, be as strong as the G20. Should Americans be concerned about that? Is Governor DeSantis concerned about that?
I think we should be concerned. I think, though, if we play our cards right, that is not going to happen. I mean, you look at like a country like India, at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, if we do what we need to do, India is going to be in our orbit when it comes vis-a-vis China. They just have too many disagreements. So I think it's really, if America's strong, that is not going to happen. Now, on the current course with Biden and where we're going, you know, in 10 years, could that happen? Yes, but I don't think it will if we have policies in place to prevent it.
Last night, Nikki Haley says, I call out Republicans on spending. That Donald Trump ends up with $7 trillion more before the pandemic, $3 trillion spent into the deficit. Do you fall Republicans? You were in Congress for a while. Are Republicans fiscally responsible?
100%. This debt of $32 trillion is not just one party. As much as we rightfully criticize Biden for what he's done since he came into office, Republicans have spent and borrowed trillions and trillions of dollars. And I think just with the Trump administration, they did $7 to $8 trillion in new debt added on. So that's just the reality. Right. There's something about, you know, these rich men north of Richmond in the D.C. area. They borrow and spend, and that D.C. area does much better. 5 of the 8 wealthiest counties in our country are suburbs of Washington, D.C. So those policies that hurt the American people do benefit the politically connected class.
But two-thirds of our budget goes to automatic payments on entitlements.
That's
people
true.
People paid into, but how do you get elected and tell people, I got to revamp Social Security and Medicare?
But that is, it's true in terms of the two-thirds, but if you look at how the debt that's been added in the last 6 or 7 years, most of that was from Congress spending discretionary. They didn't have to spend the money, and they chose to do it. Then what happens is you're locking in these high levels of spending that they justified with COVID, and that's kind of the new normal. You can't sustain that. So I do think you got to take the actual budget that we deal with every year, and you got to revert a lot of that money back to where we were 4 or 5 years ago. You won't miss a beat. These agencies have grown by 50% in terms of their budget, like the CDC and all this. Are you 50% better off than you were than the last 4 or 5? Of course not. So this is something that I think with the Congress you absolutely can do. And, you know, part of the thing with talking about like Social Security, you know, Congress has spent Social Security money for decades. Social Security has run up big surpluses through the years. They're not doing it anymore. Congress would take that surplus and they'd spend it and they'd write an IOU. So they really
which is irresponsible.
It's irresponsible, and that's
but you know that everybody knows you got to raise the retirement age in order for this to be solvent, and probably take more money than just 6 months or raise the threshold of contributions. How do you do that and say that to seniors and expect their vote, especially in a state like yours? You're very cognizant of that.
So we have not only seniors, I mean, I'm cognizant of it from a personal perspective, but my grandmother lived till 91. Social Security was her sole source of income. So when you're in a high inflation environment on a fixed income as a senior citizen, yes, they give you a cost of living adjustment, but it's not anywhere close to being what you need to be able to afford groceries and gas. So, but I'd say the first thing, what's hurt Social Security the most in the last 2 or 3 years is the inflation, because it does cause the cost of living to go in. So if you get inflation down to 1 or 2%, that is going to save Social Security a lot of money. You're never going to be able to make it work if you continue on this
trajectory. Understood. And right now, people who want to buy a house and move to Florida, they see 7 to 8%. It's changing everything.
People aren't selling
their 3%
mortgage. They're locked into their house, yeah, because you had
an
era of low interest rates. People bought homes. Now, they even if they want to move, right, you're changing a house. Your mortgage payment may double for a lot of these people for a similar house compared to what they were locked into. So, yeah, they're locked in. They're not selling. And that's the thing. The Fed's raising these interest rates to try to deal with inflation, but the housing, because the market's not turning over and there's not enough new supply, the prices aren't going down. And so the interest rate increases are not actually effective at reducing that. They're actually causing it to stagnate higher.
So you are on an unbelievable roll after winning re-election by a substantial margin in what everyone thought is a battleground state, but you basically helped turn that thing red. Florida, can't take it for granted. But almost since the day you won re-election, you have been hit by the New York Times and from Donald Trump specifically, $20 million. How has that taken a toll on you?
Look, I think part of it is, you know, after the re-election, I was in the news a lot. The party obviously did very poorly in the midterm. We did very well, so it was a good success story. Different things in the news have changed dramatically, and that. So I think that's kind of been the main issue that I've had to contend with. But yeah, corporate media, they're after me. I'm their number one target. So I think what that should tell Republican voters is they view me as somebody that would beat Biden, but more importantly, that would actually get in there and do the things we need to do to reverse the country's decline. They don't want to see the border taken care of. They don't want to see Bidenomics reversed. They don't want to see energy dominance again. They don't want to see us clean up the bureaucracy and deal with the weaponization and end the weaponization. They don't want any of that. And so I think they view me as the biggest threat to bring all that about. So we get, I think someone did an analysis of like the liberal networks since I got into the race, and I think it was like 80% of the coverage has been hit pieces on me.
Have you looked at your donor? Have you looked at your coffers since you got off the stage?
I haven't seen, but I heard it was really, really positive. So I don't have the exact numbers, but people said we got a major pop.
And do you look forward to the second debate with less people on the stage? How would that affect your performance?
Well, here's the thing. So when you have eight people, you get a minute, and you really, it's not even really a debate. You just got to deliver the message.
Right.
So if it's on the border, I'm going to talk about we're going to leave the drug cartels bringing fentanyl in the country stone cold dead. I'm going to make sure people know that's my policy. Say we had five people. You probably would have a little bit
easier. You got 10 minutes. You talked.
Yeah, you'd probably have a little bit better time with back and forth on some of it. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But I know I will be there. I don't know how many people are going to be on the stage, but I will be there, and it's an important part of the process.
Can you win the nomination and close the gap if Donald Trump is not at one point on that stage with
yes,
you?
Yes, I think he's making a big mistake by not debating. Our voters believe you have to earn it. And Republicans, you know, even like when they'll cite polls, oh, he's, you know, at 40% here in this state. You know, that's 60%.
40-19 in Iowa.
That's 60% that are saying they want another choice. And he was somebody who, you know, 90%+ of Republicans voted for in 2020. So you've got to earn it. And I think that if he doesn't debate, that will absolutely hurt him. So I think he should, because I think it's better for the process. But honestly, in terms of mine, if he keeps this position, I think it's totally not going to work for him.
Field of Dreams tonight. Don't be late.
I know. It's going to be fun.
Great to see you. I'm so glad your family had a chance to join you on the trail. You'll learn the perfect age because it's preschool. You can pull them out. When they get to fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, Governor Ron DeSantis might be campaigning alone. But right now, the troops are with you,
yeah,
right?
We're having fun with it. And I think they are. They've seen the movie. I think they're going to be fired up to see the corn and everything. And we're going to have a bunch of Little League teams out there. So it's going to be fun.
Go get them.
Hey,
Governor Ron DeSantis,
yeah,
I'll see
it.
You in California at the very least.
Yes,
hopefully
yep.
before that. Governor Ron DeSantis here at the original Pancake House in beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. A battleground state in every sense of the word. Brian Kilmeade Show on the road. So glad you're here. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to try to squeeze in your calls when we come back. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
They're precious jewels mentioned in the Bible's Old Testament, in the prophetic books of Isaiah and Ezekiel, and also in the book of Job. So where are they in the Holy Land? Tali Shalom Taub searched the scriptures for clues.
It was written in the Bible thousands of years ago that there are supposed to be precious gems in Israel, but I don't know why nobody ever thought of looking for them.
But Tali's father did. It took more than two decades to find evidence in the ground of the jewels' existence, some of which are only found in the biblical landscape. Sadly, Tali's father died before the real work began, but she has teamed up with American actress Shari Rigby for a documentary on the excavation for the jewels and the company that Tali created called Holy Gems.
We experienced Israel in a whole different way that actually brought life to these pieces of the Bible that we had never really participated in, and all of a sudden has become a reality that you can actually hold in your hand.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1995. Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
Frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. We're in the depths of the summer. For many, it's hot and uncomfortable, leading to many suffering from common summer-related problems like dehydration, heat stroke, and sunburn. But you might not think about one of the most common summer-related diseases, food poisoning. Two reasons why. When it's warmer out, bacteria can multiply faster, and also a lot of people make food outside, like meats, chicken, and fish, which makes safe handling more difficult. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lists the most common symptoms is diarrhea, stomach pain or cramps, nausea, vomiting, and fever. The CDC also suggests a four-step program to help keep your food safe. Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often. Separate. Don't cross-contaminate. Cook to the right temperature. And chill. Refrigerate promptly. You can get more detailed food poisoning information at cdc.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
A win for Russia is a win for China. We have to know that. Ukraine is the first line of defense for us. And the problem that Vivek doesn't understand is he wants to hand Ukraine to Russia. He wants to let China eat Taiwan. He wants to go and stop funding Israel. You don't do that to friends. What you do instead is you have the backs of your friends. Ukraine is the front line of defense. Putin has said, once Russia takes Ukraine, Poland and the Baltics are next. That's a world war. We're trying to prevent war. This guy is a murderer, and you are choosing a murderer over a pro-American country.
I wish you well in your future career on the boards of Lockheed and Raytheon.
You know, I'm not on but the fact of the matter, Raytheon. And you know,
Boeing
you
came off of it, but you've been pushing this lie.
You want to go and defund Israel?
Let me address that. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm
going to
address
it.
Under
your watch,
so
you
the reality
make America
is,
less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what?
Wow, and that is as heated as you'll get it, and on substance. And sometimes you get personal attacks like, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. This was on substance. Welcome back, everybody. I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Right after the show, the Brian Kilmeade Show, I'm going to be leaving, coming back to New York Thursday, Friday, because the first debate is now in the books. And it was very impactful. Nobody really lost. I think Asa Hutchinson, you know, had a few comments, but for the most part, he's going to have a hard time, I think, staying in it. Doug Burgum was good when he was called on, tore his Achilles, made news. People didn't know if he was going to be on stage. He had a great line to begin with. He comes off very likable. He had joined us on Fox and Friends earlier. I think he'll get a slight bump. Ramaswamy, everybody talks about him. Everybody knows him now. From Bill Maher to Charlemagne the God to now Nikki Haley. They're going to go at it probably in September in California at the Reagan Library for the next debate. But I think that Nikki Haley reminded everybody, I got in first. I have not stopped working. I've been focusing local, Iowa, New Hampshire, but I'm ready for the national stage. The question is, can Vivek Ramaswamy's policies hold up to national scrutiny or just populism? We'll see. No Donald Trump yet, but Michael Waltz coming up next. You listen to Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
What's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
High school football action is back and broadcast live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com. As teams hit the gridiron, now's the time to sponsor a high school football game or games for only $300 per game, which includes 1 month of advertising, 4 30-second ads per day, Monday through Friday, between 6 AM and 7 PM. Your business promoted in and out of each commercial break during the game or games you sponsor, plus an interview during the morning show, and 3 30-second bonus ads on Saturdays and Sundays between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. Don't miss the live interviews with coaches and players. We'll also discuss the rosters featuring backstories on the coaches, players, and teams. We'll throw in pre- and post-game announcements, along with play-by-play high school football action, live on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and online at KCNR1460.com.
If you would like to sponsor a high school football game or games, call Sue McClain or Tyler Chapman at KCNR at 530-605-4565.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You don't need Donald Trump to be in a debate to have a show there, right? So, I mean, it was complete train wreck.
I thought that there was so much theatrics on the stage, and some of that is intentional.
I'm not sure what any of them are running for. Burgum, I think his name is. He's like a bored rich guy who said, you know what, I got nothing better to do.
Ramaswamy certainly, I think, was the dominant figure in the debate, but he took up the most airtime. It sort of felt like he was the snappy podcast host, and it was his podcast and everybody else was his guest.
So believe it or not, MSNBC and CNN didn't think there were quality on the stage last night. I am stunned, but I did want to share it with my next guest, Congressman Michael Waltz. He's a politician. He's a warfighter, military expert, Armed Services Committee, correct, sir?
That's right.
And he now joins us in studio, which is the original Pancake House. Do you feel
all
like,
right here.
All right
this
here.
This is where it all came from.
Well, I mean, the original, the first franchise was in Portland in 1953. You know this, but for the audience. And now this place opened in 2001. It looks like somebody's house. Am I correct?
Yeah, it's nice.
Right.
This is, you know, classic Wisconsin. It's homey.
Are you ever curious? Do you ever flip around and see what other people are saying? What is your reaction to their reaction?
You know, at the end of the day, they're going to find a reason to – I don't know, just beat up on Republicans. But what I thought from last night was what a bench the Republican Party has of leaders, of governors, of business
people. Well, they don't. They mock.
They don't. They mock whatever. You know, it comes across as inauthentic, and it is inauthentic. There were a lot of strong personalities, a lot of strong views. At the end of the day, though, I don't see anybody there that's going to make up for a 20 to 30 point deficit with President Trump.
Well, it's never before been done.
Yeah.
That for
in history.
In history.
And I think the big winner was President Trump. I didn't see anybody who said Trump was wrong on this and made that case. Or the America First agenda didn't put the country into a better place and therefore go my direction. So I don't see anyone who made the case of why they should pass Trump as the front runner.
Well, I thought it was a very interesting line that Nikki Haley had and kind of just slammed Donald Trump on this, cut 11.
And while they're all saying this, you have Ron DeSantis, you've got Tim Scott, you've got Mike Pence. They all voted to raise the debt. And Donald Trump added $8 trillion to our debt. And our kids are never going to forgive us for this. And so at the end of the day, you look at the 2024 budget. Republicans asked for $7.4 billion in earmarks. Democrats asked for $2.8 billion. So you tell me who are the big spenders. I think it's time for an accountant in the White House.
Your reaction to Nikki Haley?
Well, look, Nikki Haley had a strong night. She really did. I think she was one of the stars last night. But she knows, and Tim Scott came back, and so did Vice President Pence, that was COVID spending. That was emergency spending. Now, I'm in the Congress, and many of us are pulling that money back. The unspent money, we need to pull back. Apply it back to our debt.
It's supposed to be
but she
back.
Knows under Trump that was emergency COVID spending that she was talking about.
But you also know under Trump, when people call out President Trump, I remember talking to Speaker Ryan, and he says we're only getting $1.2 billion for the wall, and he needs 10, and he promised to build the wall. And he goes, well, the Democrats don't want to give the president the wall, and it's either the Pentagon or the wall,
right?
And I have to fund the Pentagon. So that's the choice people are given.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. And then I was also there when he's, you know, arm wrestling with Nancy Pelosi, who was perfectly willing to let the government shut down over wall funding. But here nor there, we know President Trump did everything he could to build the wall. And now you've got the Biden administration with unused sections of wall that's sitting in storage.
And
all they have to do is put it up. And rather than put it up and stop this crisis, he's selling it. Literally selling it for pennies on the dollar of taxpayer money.
What happened in the Senate? The Senate passed a measure to put the wall
it's
up.
It's in the defense bill right now that if we pass this defense bill, passed out of the House and the Senate, to put that wall up, right, and stop this humanitarian crisis, which, by the way, now is up to 160 countries. Almost every country in the world has an illegal immigrant coming across our southern border.
I want you to hear, first off, Vivek Ramaswamy, your reaction.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were listening to something.
Yeah.
Look, Vivek had a strong showing. You can tell that he was up there saying, look, I've got nothing to lose. I'm going to lay it all out. But I'm glad that Nikki Haley, I think, schooled him a bit when it comes to some foreign policy matters. At the end of the day, this notion that America can't lead and also take care of itself, I think is a false choice. America has to lead because if we don't, China, Russia, Iran, and others will step into the void.
All right. I want you to hear Vivek and Nikki Haley fight it out. They were basically talking about, and first off, his comments, how many times you've been to Ukraine?
I've been once before the invasion and since the invasion.
All right. So listen to Vivek Ramaswamy and how he characterizes Ukraine. Cut six.
I think that this is disastrous, that we are protecting against an invasion across somebody else's border when we should use those same military resources to prevent across the invasion of our own southern border here in the United States of America. We are driving Russia further into China's hands. The Russia-China alliance is the single greatest threat we face. And I find it offensive that we have professional politicians on the stage that will make a pilgrimage to Kyiv, to their Pope, Zelensky, without doing the same thing for people in Maui or the south side of Chicago or Kensington.
So is it a false comparison? People, the crowd liked it.
You know, look, we helped defend others' freedoms and invasions across borders in World War II, in Korea, in the first Gulf War. You know, America is the leader of the free world. And, you know, one of the things as a veteran, as a Green Beret, that makes America so unique is we are willing to fight and die for other people's freedoms, for liberty around the world. It is a false choice. He's also right in that we should be taking care of our own border. Biden should be securing our border and isn't, but that doesn't mean we do nothing else. And look, the others on the stage pointed out that if we do nothing in Ukraine, Putin has stated that he wants to reconstitute the old Soviet Union. He will hit NATO countries. That will drag us into the war. The best way to stay out of war with Russia is to give Ukraine the beads and bullets. However, I am at the point now where I am so sick and tired of Europe, particularly France and Germany, not stepping up. President Trump got them to step up, to live up to their defense commitments of 2%. That's what we need to be hearing from Biden. And we need to hear an articulation from Biden of what does success look like? How long is this going to go? It can't just be blank check and a goofy grin.
You know who doesn't want him to say anymore? We'll take say as long as it takes? Ukraine. You know, because they're losing people. They don't want to be shelled on a daily basis.
Yeah.
They don't want drones into their ships. They don't want to be prevented from selling grain. They need this to end. So whatever you're going to do, do it in a way that benefits them militarily and focus on it, because guys like you have to tell the American people what's going on with the war, because Jake Sullivan, Anthony Blinken,
right,
terrible communication skills, and they don't even tell the American people what we're up to. Do you want Kamala Harris telling you? Do you want the president? At least they're not even trying to explain their policy.
No, they're not. And the point that we need to keep going back to, which you've made and Republicans are making, is deterrence failed. The lesson you've got to learn from Ukraine is arm your allies beforehand, especially when it comes to Taiwan. That's how you prevent war. That's how you prevent invasions. But instead, with the withdrawal from Afghanistan and then Biden saying things like, well, minor incursions might be okay, and doing nothing on Nord Stream 2, he basically green-lighted Putin to come in and now wants to pretend like he's a hero for coming in after the fact, after tens of thousands of people have died. We're spending billions. You stop wars before they start. That's how deterrence works, and that's what failed.
And just for the record, Medvedev announced this week he's going to look into annexing those two so-called breakaway provinces in Georgia. Remember the Georgia invasion?
Yeah.
Under it was kind of Lisa Rice was there and said, you better stop, and told the leader at the time, ratchet it down, the Russians go in after their Olympics, I believe it was, and they stayed. And now they're annexing. So for those people who think that they learned their lesson in Ukraine, or their ambitions have changed, you have more evidence to sell your story.
It is indisputable, fundamental, key to Putin's legacy. He wants to recreate the old Soviet Union. He wants to put the old Soviet Union back together again. There are NATO countries that are part of that. Then we're treaty obligated to fight, and that's what we want to avoid.
I want you to hear some sparring on something I never thought was going to happen, but abortion is in every political conversation. Nikki Haley and Mike Pence went at it. Tell me where you stand, Congressman Mike Waltz. Cut 22.
I am unapologetically pro-life, not because the Republican Party tells me to be, but because my husband was adopted and I had trouble having both of my children, so I'm surrounded by blessings. Having said that, we need to stop demonizing this issue. Be honest with the American people.
We haven't had
45 pro-life senators in over 100 years, so no Republican president can ban abortions any more than a Democrat president could ban all those state laws. Don't make women feel like they have to decide on this issue when you know we don't have 60 Senate votes in the House.
70% of the American people support legislation to ban abortion after a baby is capable of experiencing pain.
So he's at 15 weeks. Lindsey Graham brought that up. Some people thought it was crazy. Other people thought it was smart to have federal legislation at 15 weeks where Europe is. Where do you stand politically? You know what? It almost doesn't matter where you stand politically, personally.
Yeah.
What works?
Well, that was the point that Nikki Haley was making, right? And I want to be clear. I'm 100% pro-life as well and have those scores as well. She was making the political argument of what's feasible right now in the Congress. And she's right. We don't, you know, the Democrats control the Senate. I'm also a constitutionalist, and the thing that Roe versus Wade did was put it back to the states. And at the end of the day, I think we've got to start talking about this very differently, and we have to point out the extreme positions of the Democrats. If a child can feel pain, if a child has a heartbeat, it is viable and sitting in the womb. You should not be able to murder it with an abortion. And that child deserves to be protected, whether it's a minute before birth, a month before birth. Really, this is an argument about when does life begin? And that's what we need to be asking the Democrats. When do they believe life begins? The second outside the womb, but not a second inside the womb?
But they don't want to engage
in
that conversation.
We're not, and of course, the media doesn't help at all, but we need to put them on the defensive to explain that.
Right.
Explain that to the American people. When's that magic moment when they believe life begins and needs to be protected? Because this is about protecting children, not, as they spin it, about taking rights away from women. This is about protecting children.
So, look,
I mean, but I think what you saw on the stage last night is, you know, after 50 years of Roe versus Wade, Republicans have not come together really to have a consensus position. Some believe this is a moral position, as the vice president said, should be handled nationally. Some believe, as Burgum said and pulled out his constitution, 10th Amendment, this is a states' rights issue. And then, you know, there's a whole variance in terms of 6 weeks for heartbeat, 15 weeks, late term. We need to come together as a party and really push, I think, a better message about life.
Are you under the belief that that issue is the reason why you did not have a wave election in 2022?
There was no coincidence that a Supreme Court that never has leaks had a leak. So that they could ignite that issue and make something of it. And I think in the midterms, initially we saw that it really wasn't resonating. People were more worried about the economy, inflation, and crime. But by the end, by the fall, it had shifted, and we didn't shift with it. We've got to start talking about it differently and put the Democrats on defensive. When does life begin? That's the fundamental question.
But just sometimes I watch these rallies, and they're pro-choice rallies or reproductive right rallies, they're actually cheering for abortions.
Yeah.
It's a rally for abortions. Remember, it should be legal and rare.
There are states where actually if they attempt an abortion and it fails and the child is still born, now outside of the womb, the doctor can still kill the child, or they would call it euthanize. But that's murder.
Right.
That's what we need to be pointing out. Massachusetts, New York, Virginia, they actually allow a minute before birth to terminate that child, to kill that child. Those are the stories that we should be highlighting and talking about and focusing on, because that's extreme, and I don't think the American people are on board with it.
All right. Michael Waltz is here, the congressman, before he goes back. Are you going to Florida, D.C.?
Going down to Florida.
Go to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't blame
Although
you.
It's just as hot up. I thought I was going to get away from it up in Wisconsin.
100 degrees and humid, baby.
It was hot.
I'll take it any day over winter, and I always keep that in mind. I made a choice. I only will complain about one season, and that's winter. Brian Kilmeade Show. More with the congressman in just a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews, on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6400 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
That's the maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud. Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
We recently did a couple statewide surveys on the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Both showed Donald Trump with a substantial lead over the rest of the field. He's up by 30 points in Iowa, 34 points in South Carolina. Digging into the results, you notice that a big differentiating factor in candidate preference is education. For example, in Iowa, while 33% of GOP caucusgoers with a college degree favor Trump, it jumps to 57% among those without a degree, a 24-point increase. Also in South Carolina, the number of primary voters favoring Trump is 12 points higher among those without a college degree. His closest competitors, Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, and Nikki Haley, each receive more support among those with degrees than without. Of course, big support from other key groups like rural voters, white evangelical Christians, and those under age 45 also contribute to Trump's large lead. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with recent runner-up on The Masked Singer, David Archuleta, who has had a busy summer sending out new music, starting with the song Up.
It's basically talking about when you feel like you're at rock bottom, like you feel hopeless, you feel like there's nothing left for you. You kind of just say, you know what, at this point, I'm just going to keep moving forward.
The singer's latest single is I'm Yours.
This liberating new chapter, just feeling more alive, feeling more invigorated. I'm like, I'm making songs that are going to make people move. And I'm making happy songs. I'm making love songs that really are a part of my heart that I didn't know even existed.
Back in May, Archuleta was revealed as Macaw on Fox's The Masked Singer. David spoke about the timing of doing the show as he embraces this next chapter.
It was so healing for me because, you know, one of your biggest fears of coming out is that people are going to reject you. So to just feel the love from people and to see them happy because they're still enjoying your performance.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
When you go for the king, you better kill the king. And that's what Prigozhin in the end failed to do. And Putin knew he needed to demonstrate, and pretty quickly, as it turns out, who's really running the joint. And I think that even over the last couple of days, you see the BRICS are together, Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, in South Africa having a conference. So Putin is playing to that international audience, and he's also playing to his domestic audience.
And he's talking about Admiral Stavridis, good friend of the show, Michael Waltz, is talking about the shooting down of a plane holding the leader of Wagner Group, one-time ally of Vladimir Putin, who almost took the country. Prigozhin should be dead. It looks like he is dead, the Wagner Group and the Soviet. What's your reaction to him doing that? Is he stronger today?
Well, look, if you cross Putin, don't fire your food taster. Don't stay in high-rise hotels or hospitals.
How is he living this long, though?
Right, but, you know, at the same time, usually there is some deniability on Putin's part. Just mysterious things happen. Nikki Haley raised it last night when their UN ambassador just mysteriously died. Putin wanted the world to know this was him and did it in a very, very explicit way with his fingerprints all over it. That was a message to the Russian military. That was a message internally. And, yeah, that was actually a message abroad.
I want you to get out what you're working on in terms of stopping the cartels, in Mexico.
Yeah, so I've introduced a bill to authorize the use of military force on the cartels. Introduced it with Dan Crenshaw months ago, representative from Texas. We've done it in Colombia. We took down the Medellin cartel. We took down but initially the Colombian government wasn't on board. And what we did back then was said, either you guys get on board, we're going to do it with or without you. That's the message we need to be delivering to AMLO in Mexico. That's the message that Trump did, and they ended up putting their National Guard on their southern border. We've got to – if this were ISIS and Al-Qaeda, we wouldn't even be debating it. We would be taking them out.
Governor DeSantis said he's all for it. Trump talked about it initially,
good.
And you're pushing it forward.
That's right. Yeah, good.
Michael,
glad to hear him on board.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, now go on Stuart Varney and try to impress him as much as you did me. Brian Kilmeade Show in Milwaukee.
All right.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
News Talk. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Much of Florida under a state of emergency this weekend as a tropical storm is possibly forming in the Gulf of Mexico. Governor DeSantis Saturday declaring the state and covering the area from Fort Myers north through Panama City in the Panhandle. 33 of the state's 67 counties are under the declaration. Governor encouraging residents along the Gulf Coast to begin their preparations now. National Hurricane Center said there's a 70% chance the system will become a tropical storm by Monday and 90% chance overall. Right now it would be named Tropical Storm Idalia. Jacksonville, Florida's sheriff says a white gunman who killed three black people at a Dollar General store Saturday morning was racially motivated and hated black people. Sheriff T.K. Waters expressed condolences to those who lost loved ones.
Our Jacksonville community collectively cries tonight to the victims and victims' families. Our thoughts and prayers are with you now and will remain with you. Please know that in the face of this tragedy, this agency and our city stands with you.
Auto workers voting overwhelmingly to maybe go on strike.
The United Auto Workers Union says 97% of its members voted in favor of authorizing one or more strikes against Stellantis, General Motors, and Ford. Contracts between the UAW and the Detroit 3 expire at 11:59 p.m. on September 14th. The union represents about 146,000 workers at the three companies. Contract talks began in July, but UAW President Sean Fain says they're not progressing fast enough. He's told members the union still hasn't picked a target company for a strike and could walk out against all three. The UAW is seeking a 40% pay increase, restoration of pensions for new hires, elimination of wage tiers, and other items. I'm Ben Thomas.
More news at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Turning our attention overseas, Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries face uncertainty after the presumed death of their leader in a plane crash. For the latest, here's Charles de Ledesma.
The group's presence extends from the ancient battlegrounds of Syria to the deserts of sub-Saharan Africa, projecting the Kremlin's global influence with mercenaries accused of using brute force and profiting from seized mineral riches. But that was under Yevgeny Prigozhin, who, in what may have been his final recruitment video, boasted that Wagner was making Russia even greater on all continents, and Africa even more free. The crash has raised questions about the future of Prigozhin's private army, which fought alongside Russian troops in Ukraine before his brief uprising against military leaders in Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There is great concern for some pets that have been left behind in the Canadian wildfires.
Many people who have evacuated communities in the Northwest Territories had to leave their pets behind. But a group of people, including a veterinarian in the territorial capital of Yellowknife, have been working to find those animals and reunite them with their owners, or at least keep tabs on them until the evacuation is lifted. Many people left out food and water for the pets, thinking they'd be back home in maybe a day or two. But with evacuations lasting much longer, they've had to turn to volunteers for assistance. Jason Walker reporting.
A University of South Carolina student shot and killed as he apparently tried to enter the wrong home on his off-campus street. The 20-year-old student from Connecticut apparently lived on the street, but he was shot attempting to enter the house. More at townhall.com.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, the most approachable radio host in America, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Everyone, Brian Kilmeade here from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Thanks so much for listening. Got in last night. I'll tell you what. I know I shouldn't be celebrating this, but I just took two flights that left on time, and the one in Milwaukee landed a half hour early. Special thanks to Delta Airlines, back and forth. I used to take this for granted. I used to be like, did you hear what happened? My airline was late. Well, we were stuck on the tarmac. That's so weird. Now I tell people when I actually land on time.
because everything's so screwy in the airports, and I know most people have a horror story, I just save it. But I do want to say the good news first. No problems. And I do also have some more good news. New York is the eye of the storm, even more than the border, I think, at this point with illegal immigration. Here in New York, we have tens of thousands, 10,000 kids, maybe more, going into our school system who don't speak English. These schools already worn down, underachieving, classes too big, and now we add in English as a second language students. Who's paying for it? The governor is finally asking Joe Biden to. Meanwhile, the governor and mayor aren't fighting. That's the story here with illegal immigration. And, Mr. President, I full put that right at your feet. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I do not want to deal in unproven facts, but my firm personal conviction is that, yes, this was the case. They were being bribed.
Viktor Shokin. Yep, the prosecutor that was fired spoke to me. It's going to air the whole thing on One Nation, but he talks about Joe Biden, how they basically ruined his life, and how he was targeting Burisma. Hunter the starter, Joe the focus, now more than ever. My interview with the Ukrainian prosecutor from Ukraine possibly shows how deep Joe is in bed with Hunter and his shady business deals.
Number two.
I probably know more about the modern Chinese state than probably everybody else on that debate stage yesterday.
I don't expect someone who's running for president to have that much of a lack of foreign policy. The idea that you would just let Taiwan get eaten up by China, that's not the foreign policy of a strong America.
Yeah, wait a second. In 2028, so they have two more years of existence settling in. The two-hour debate and its impact being felt with all eight candidate campaigns. We hear from the candidates as they flood back into the early states to make their case.
Number one.
If you challenge an election, you should be able to challenge an election. I thought the election was a rigged election, a stolen election, and I should have every right to do that.
There you go. Former President Donald Trump, historic low, publicity-seeking DA arrests, fingerprints, and gets mugshots from the former president. The fourth indictment for the GOP frontrunner, and he's embracing the circus, although it is got to be embarrassing. How it will affect the race, we're going to look at the case. Right now with Andrew McCarthy, he is tired of taking my calls. My apologies, Andrew, but this whole country's litigating. We're all suing each other or trying to indict and arrest each other. So I want to leave you alone, but I can't.
Oh, man. It really is awful what's this infusion of politics into the law has been a catastrophe for the law as well as for the politics. And we've been doing it since 2016, Brian, and we know it's bad, but we just can't seem to get out of the cycle.
So the president goes and turns himself in. He's got 18 co-conspirators, and they're having 13 separate charges on him. So how significant do you think it is that one of the defendants is going to get an early October 25th court date? So he says, yeah, I want a speedy trial, and they cleaved him off from the rest of the case. Does that matter? And in what way is that going to impact the rest?
I think it's a little too early to tell because you got, first of all, I've done a long analysis of the indictment, which I think is not going to hold up. I think it's going to have to be pared down into three or four different cases. Her RICO count, which is the big selling point, doesn't really work. So I don't think we've seen the case in its final form yet, Brian. Plus, the other thing is you got at least three or four defendants who were federal office holders while all this was going on. So they're going to have a right to remove the case to federal court. And I think even though the Obama-appointed district judge that got the first crack at that has rebuffed them, I think they're going to get that reversed on appeal. So I don't think we've seen this case in its final form yet.
So I saw Governor Kemp say last week there is no way this case comes before the election. Does Andy McCarthy think so too?
In its current form, there's no way it would go prior to the
election. So what's the point?
Election.
Didn't she had 2.5 years to think this out.
Well, the point, I'm going to say, Brian, I think the same thing that I said about Bragg's indictment in New York. I think you have to realize when you're dealing with these state-level progressive prosecutors that they're better thought of as elected officials than district attorneys. And she gets the politics for her are very different from, say, like the politics of the Justice Department. The politics for her is she's going to get credit from progressives in Atlanta simply for bringing these charges. You know, Trump is the big nemesis. She's using her power against Trump, and that's what her political base likes. So I think with these guys, and I think Bragg is in this category as well, for them, the political benefit is actually in investigating Trump in a very public way and then bringing charges. Of course, they'd like to win the case, but they're going to get credit for doing that. And I would remind people, she is on the ballot in 2024. So she's clearly doing this for fundraising purposes and also for her own electoral purposes.
It's just so matter of fact, and the impact is so great. It's hard to believe our system is set up like that. And it's been brought up to me before in the past. If you think this is the last time a state prosecutor is going to be going after a president, you haven't been paying attention. Here we go.
Right.
You know, an Oklahoma prosecutor is going to say, you know what? I don't like President Stacey Abrams. I think she did some dicey things in Utah in 2032 to become president. So I think I'm going to indict her, you know, now that she's out or trying to run again. And it's just, I can't believe the way we're using the courts.
Well, a good example of just what you're talking about is she's got a bunch of counts in there that where she accuses Trump and many others of criminal solicitation on the basis of trying to get legislatures and political officials to decertify the election in Georgia. On her theory, this is the charge in Atlanta of solicitation of a felony, and the felony supposedly would be somehow if the legislature were to undo the election, that would be a felony. I still haven't wrapped my brain around that, but I don't know why you couldn't, on her theory, indict every Democrat in America who asks Joe Biden to cancel student loans. You know, you're petitioning government to do something that is blatantly illegal. He didn't have the authority to do it. That seems to be what the Atlanta theory is, what Fannie Willis's theory is, that if you petition government to do something that progressives regard as illegal, and I would say that progressives simply don't like whether it's illegal or not, that now is somehow a felony. And, you know, if that's the way you're going to approach the law, we might as well. That's a Soviet-style crime. I mean, there's no other getting around it. And I would say in the federal system, because I've done these cases in the terrorism area, I think the federal system is much better in the sense that our solicitation law is based, the bright line is violence. So, you know, if you call for violence and you do it in a way that provokes, you know, imminent potential harm, or if your words are in connection with a violent crime, you don't have a First Amendment defense. But other than that, if you're not calling for violence, then it's just politics. And I just don't. You know, I think Atlanta's crazy to go this way.
So do I. So does Dan Abrams on ABC. And so does Sarah Isgur, the way they're doing it, who's clearly become anti-Trump, even though she was a spokesperson for him. So a lot of people say that, and it's just complicating everything. But here's how it affects an election. And I ask everyone out there, I don't care if you vote for DeSantis or Joe Biden or RFK Jr. Right now they did a study. And even though the president's holding support, maybe gaining support with the indictments, they asked if the former president is indicted, how would it affect your vote? He loses 17 points, and he loses 7 to Joe Biden. So don't tell me it doesn't affect the election. So we don't like the case. You feel he's innocent. It goes to trial. Somehow one of them, if he's indicted and he's convicted, you drop 17 points. And maybe the goal is get his nomination, then you put him on trial, get him convicted, lose those 17 points, and Joe Biden continued his zombie-like running of the government for 4 years. So this is affecting the election. And I laugh when these judges come out and say, yeah, I don't care about politics. Well, politics cares about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can't they can't take the position, I don't think this is tenable, where you come out and say you're going to be treated just like everyone else because everybody has to bow to the due administration of justice. That's not how things work in this country. And I say this as somebody who loves that system and who worked in it for 20 years. There's no absolute right in American law. Everybody has to accommodate, you know, rights don't live in a vacuum. Every right has to accommodate every other right.
Right.
And the courts are going to have to make some accommodations to a guy who's running for president. It's just a fact.
Here's what Jim Jordan says he and the House are doing. Cut two.
Three questions, Sean. Did you coordinate with the Biden administration, the same administration who's indicted their general election opponent in D.C. and Miami already? Did you coordinate with them? Did you work with Jack Smith? Look at the same witnesses. What did any coordination there? And did you use federal funds as part of this investigation? We asked these same questions of Alvin Bragg a few months ago, and he, in fact, did use American tax dollars to go after President Trump in Manhattan. And oh, by the way, Alvin Bragg sued us and we subpoenaed one of those prosecutors up there in Manhattan. He sued us. We went to court and the court ruled for us. So we're going to be just as aggressive here. We're going to do it within the Constitution, but we are going to do our duty to get the answers the American people deserve for this ridiculous indictment that's taken place in Georgia.
And Jordan, as you know, is chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So your thoughts about what the House is going to do, what role does that play? Is this just to rattle the cage or to get some answers that really will affect the case?
Well, I think if you look at compare the two cases, the Atlanta case has a lot more bad potential to impact federal operations than the Bragg case did. You know, the Bragg case is a political hit job, but basically it's about, you know, a business records crime. According by Bragg's lights, it really doesn't affect much in the way of the operations of government. Whereas the Atlanta case, if this is the law, you could cripple the federal government. I mean, the whole idea of the supremacy clause is that the states cannot conduct their operations in a way that obstructs the legitimate operations of the federal government. You know, she has a count in there, which I think is, there's a number of absurd counts in this 41-count indictment, but the worst one is she wants to indict Jeffrey Clark, who was a Justice Department official, over a draft letter that was being deliberated over at the highest level of the Justice Department. State prosecutors got no business poking her nose into the operations of the Justice Department in connection with a letter that never got sent. I mean, that's ridiculous. So there's a lot in her indictment that actually is perilous for the operations of the federal government. If you allow this, you know, if you allow the state to do what she's doing, then the federal government can't operate. So I understand Jordan getting his back up over this one.
Yeah, the events, and it gives a bunch of people ratings. We get to fire our caravan, and the caravan comes in, the caravan comes out. This time there's a mugshot, there's fingerprints, and then the president has to put $200,000 up, and he went to a bail bondsman to do it. Does that surprise you?
Well,
the rich people use bail bondsmen?
I guess he probably didn't post the money, right? He probably posted a surety bond,
yeah,
which is what you would get from a bail bondsman. He's probably got his reasons, Brian. I'm not smart enough to figure out what they are.
Thankfully, I don't know the process too well.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised he went to a bail bond tonight, but, you know, he's got a lot of demands on him right now. He's got, you know, besides the four criminal cases that we talk about all the time, he's got three big civil trials coming up starting on October 3rd with the one in New York and then two in January. So just on civil litigation, aside from all the fees that he's having to pay and all that stuff, he's going to have cases going on in court pretty much from the beginning of October until the end of February.
It's insane.
And that's just the civil stuff.
You know, it's amazing. We're very worried about people who get arrested for a crime while they wait trial. We want to put the bail low enough that they can afford it. Because if people can't afford bail, it's not fair that they get out. That's why we got the zero cash bail. Is it fair when you get charged to have these huge legal fees? It really forces people who are not billionaires to cut deals. Correct?
Yep. Well, yeah, that's, you know, the old saying is that the process is the penalty, right? It's not, for a lot of people, it's not about being convicted in the end. Just the process is so miserable to go through. It's so prohibitively expensive. It's so emotionally draining, that a lot of them cut deals. And it's absolutely right. True that there are people who are not guilty who make a calculation that it's better to plead guilty and try to get out of the situation than, you know, fight them.
Andy McCarthy, thanks so much, Andy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, when we come back, we'll open up the phones, 1-866-408-7669. I'll also get your comments, BrianKilmeadShow.com. Put it in writing.
It's expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge. And studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The wife of a country music star who helps teachers with their school wish lists makes today's Dean's List. Chris Lane's wife, Lauren, is someone who enjoys helping others. Chris recently went on social media to praise his spouse and the kindness she brings to teachers and their students. He wrote, "Last night, I jumped into bed and was looking over her shoulder. I saw her clearing Amazon wish lists for tons of teachers, and I found that to be the sweetest thing in the entire world. I'm not surprised because I feel like she's constantly always trying to help somebody. I wanted you all to know." In the comments section under Chris's post, many teachers expressed their gratitude towards Lauren, writing, "She cleared my list. I couldn't be more grateful. This means more to me and my sweet second graders than she probably realizes. And she bought everything on my list. So grateful. Thank you, Chris, for shining a light on your wife Lauren's incredible kindness. Lauren Lane, you made the Dean's List." Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Profile on Lego Masters. The series is back for more with Season 4, September 28th. We joined the set back in April and spoke with host Will Arnett and Brickmasters Amy Corbett and Jamie Berard.
Compare Season 1 to now doing that. How are your skills doing that? Do you feel like you can add more?
I'm worse.
Oh.
Yeah, impossibly I've gotten worse, which is, makes sense, though. If you know me, you'd be like, yeah, that makes it, that adds up.
Oh, you're selling yourself short, Will.
Well, no.
thing or two about building with Lego bricks. No.
I know a little bit more thanks to these two. It's been an education for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about for you doing that while they're building? Just compare it from season one to now.
I think we've learned so much more about giving feedback to them so that way they can make their models even better and better. And I think Will also having kids of his own has also got some more of an opinion on how some of these things go.
For sure.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord, I said, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better! Keep hope alive! Keep hope alive!
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think this is criminalizing the challenging of elections. Basically, you have a Democratic prosecutor saying, how dare you challenge a Democratic victory? Well, it's been done before by Democrats. And the whole case is based on this theory that Donald Trump really didn't mean it. Well, neither did those, even if that were true, neither did those Democrats. They challenged Trump's election on no grounds at all. I mean, many of these past challenges were very, very thin. But in Donald Trump's case, he insists that he does believe that Georgia could have been flipped with a recount.
That's why it's so crazy that this now is a big court case. And the sensationalistic, the 6 hours of nonstop programming. I love what we did on Fox News. Of course, Jesse was doing his show. He's like, okay, there it is. Now I'm going to move on and talk about some other stuff. And that's just it. Because you're actually trying to be fair to the other eight candidates on the stage the other night. And at the same time, you have other things going on in the world, from Hawaii, what's going on in Ukraine, to our economy, to interest rates going up. They're over in Jackson Hole deciding our fate, maybe deciding whether you can afford a house or not. I mean, it's getting tiresome, and the cases are getting ridiculous. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Nick Kosher joins us from the Fox Weather Meteorologist. He can also dance, unlike me. I can't.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale along with all roses and stuff. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to a world of service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Everybody, if you're watching Fox Nation on this on the stream camera, Talk Nation, very excited, especially when my name appears once in a while. You can hear it once in a while on the promos. Nick Koser, Fox weather meteorologist, is back with us. Nick, only Brian Kilmeade would come up with a great idea, take the best dancer in the history of America and put him on radio where you sit down and talk. What am I thinking?
No, I am honored to be a part of anything you're doing. I really
but
look
up to you.
I'm not
using your best attributes in an audio format.
That's okay. I still have some pearls of wisdom I can drop. So.
Because according to reports, you're a weather guy. Right?
Yes, I do a little bit of weather on the side.
Right,
no, I'm always on Fox Weather, so make sure you watch it.
All right, first off, I think the second question at the debates was about climate change.
Yep, I know.
So, you know, everyone wants to say Republicans don't care about climate change, and that's all the Democrats care about. Is there a lane for, I know things are changing, I just don't think we're humans are responsible for it.
That is an interesting lane to be in. I preface all my answers by saying I'm not a climatologist. So what I'm saying has no basis in science or fact. I'm a meteorologist. I focus on short-term weather patterns, not long-term climate. But I will say this. I think a lot of people focus on climate change and focus on people being the X factor. I actually think Mother Nature is the X factor. There's a lot of reports out there. It's really, really hard to deny that human civilization through the years hasn't had some kind of impact on the climate, right? Especially recently, June, July were the hottest months globally on record ever. But so you've got that lane, right? You've also got the other lane that says even if there weren't people on the planet, could Mother Nature change the climate on a dime no matter what, just like that? And I think the answer there is yes as well. Last time I was here, we were chatting about how the pyramids in Giza, famous desert, right? Desert landscape. 10,000 years ago, that was a tropical rainforest. And there were much less people on the planet. Human civilization wasn't near as advanced as it is right now. And so, you know, I think that's the lane.
There was no combustion engine. Are you willing to go on record, not being a climatologist?
Yeah.
Are you willing to say there was no combustion engine back then?
Man, I'd have to look over some documentation, but yeah, I think so. Right.
I don't think Henry Ford had been born.
Not even a little bit. And so that's kind of where I fall. I obviously think that we should do our absolute best to take care of the planet for sure. But I think it's a fluid thing. I think instead of playing the blame game, we have to be a little more fluid and just kind of react to what Mother Nature is going to do no matter what.
Right. I just think they're also almost militarizing generations of students from second grade to 12th.
Yeah.
And that the world's going to end unless you yell at your parents or report them to the climate cops.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of an issue. So the first second question, I think, was brought up about climate change. So how are Republicans going to react? Here's an example. Here's Nikki Haley.
This is exactly why Margaret Thatcher said, if you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. Clean water. We want to see that taken care of, but there's a right way to do it. And the right way to do it is, first of all, yes, is climate change real? Yes, it is. But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions. That's where our problem is.
Feel better?
as a man or a person?
Yeah, I know.
Or just a citizen? No, there is some truth there. I think a lot of people think that America, if we change, the whole world will change. And that's not true. We do have to get those other countries on board because there are just billions of people on the other side of the world operating under their own types of laws and conveniences, right? And so it truly is a global thing. Obviously, America's at the forefront of it, but it's just hard. It's hard to get one country, America, on the same page. It's almost impossibly difficult to get the entire world on the same page.
So why not destroy the economy in the process?
I guess something's got to give.
Something's got to give. Nick, I don't. You know what happened with the weather in... we had a winter in which California got an incredible amount of moisture.
Yes.
Just anecdotal. I have friends that have been going to California for 12 years. Their kids have moved out there. They said they thought they were in the wrong state. They said they're driving on the 101, and instead of seeing brown, and they just thought that was just where the topography was,
Yeah. They're
seeing these lush greens. It's all grass.
I know.
So they did not figure a way to capture the water. but it's totally changed Malibu. It's changed all the mountains that surround Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about that when drought ends.
Yeah.
We only want to talk about droughts that don't.
You know, it's tough. We do a little bit of that on Fox Weather, too, and it's just hard not to. We're always looking into the future. And so, yes, we had an absolutely record-breaking winter in California. Parts of the Sierra Nevada mountain range still had snow on the ground. The cap still had snow on the ground in July, right? So the water table there replenished. But, you know, if history repeats itself in a couple more years, all that will be gone, used up, and here we are again back in a drought.
I did not know Hawaii went through a dry period.
Yeah.
And the island of Maui.
Yeah.
So what we saw was utter devastation.
Yes.
I know you're not going to get into the power and power downing and whether a siren should go off in Hawaii. They said the siren usually goes off when a tsunami is present, so people would run inland.
Yes.
And they didn't put it off originally because they said they were afraid people would run to the fire.
Right.
But then they realized it's ridiculous. Not many humans run into fire because of a horn.
Yeah.
So having said all that, I did not know Hawaii was going through a dry period and what they need and the devastation. When you saw all that and the damage done by your colleagues in covering it, what are your thoughts about that? Well, how long has this been the case?
Oh, man. Well, it's just simply topography driven there on the island. Typically, you'll have winds that go east to west, right? And this is – I wish I had my nerdy weather maps out right now because this is a very visual thing. But if the winds are going east to west, the eastern – side. It's a very mountainous island, right? So the eastern side of the mountains are going to get all the rain. And so once the rain hits the mountains and goes up, it's forced to rise, and rising air condenses and creates rain, right? Usually those clouds will rain themselves out on one side of the island, and then once it gets on the other side of the island, there is no more rain. And that's where Lahaina is situated. Parts of that island get 400 inches of rain per year. Lahaina gets 10 inches.
Wow.
And so that's why it's drier on that side. When you think of Hawaii, you just think the whole thing is lush and green and rainy all the time. Not the case. It's very topography driven. I will say this. That was just, pun intended, a perfect storm, because you had a big area of high pressure to the north of the island, which was funneling winds clockwise, right? Here's the island. And then you had the hurricane just to the south, with counterclockwise winds. So it was basically a wind funnel. So the winds were coming up and over that slope of the mountain. The wildfire occurred on the mountain, and those really gusty winds, 70, 80 mile per hour winds, were forcing that air and that fire down the mountain. It was spreading at a rate of 1 mile per minute. I've never heard anything like that. So again, that's one of those things you can't really prepare for. I mean, Mother Nature sometimes just says, I'm going to give you something you've never seen, and it's impossible to plan, prepare. There's not going to be standard operating procedures, and unfortunately, I think that's what happened in this case. Now, I do think the horn probably would have helped. You know, people aren't going to run into the fire, right?
Yeah.
But again, I'm sure people were just so caught off guard so quickly, and it was in the middle of the night, too.
What about my decision to add a deck onto my studio and have them do the work during our segment? I mean, is that wrong? Can you hear the jigsaw, the bandsaw in the background?
Yeah, I can, actually.
Right. You weren't thrown by it.
No,
this would never happen on the Weather Channel. on your channel, Fox Weather.
I just thought maybe, that's your own personal deck.
That's right. I said, yeah, I'm going to put a deck on. And I go, I don't want you working unless I'm on the air. So
smart.
Right. I go, listen, if you're not hammering, I'm not going to.
Bring out the jackhammer, fellas.
I'm easily distracted. So I took my Ritalin and I said, start building the deck. So Nick, knowing that this catastrophe happened, the president said a couple of no comments. I don't know if you guys covered this on Fox Weather, but then when he finally arrived, this is what he said. Yeah, do you guys have that? Do you guys have the story that he relayed? You don't? Okay, I thought you did. He came out and talked about how he had a lightning hit his house,
mm-hmm.
and he had a small kitchen fire, and he almost lost his cat. Do
yeah.
you think, from your experience, does that make people feel better when you talk about something that has really no relevance to your catastrophe?
Oh, man. No. I mean,
you saw that, right?
I did. I saw that. I think he also said he almost lost his car, too.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, you want to relive that moment? If you well up, it's okay. On Fox Nation, everybody has Fox Nation.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
I don't want to compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette, and my cat. But all kidding aside, I watched the firefighters, the way they responded. You know, there's an old expression. I grew up right across the street from a fire hall in Claymont, Delaware. And the expression is, God made man, then he made a few firefighters.
Right. So in the future, if you're ever trying to console someone, bring yourself up a lot. I mean, if that in life, I'm sure there's Hallmark cards that reflect that. When in sorrow, think of yourself.
I like to tell women that are pregnant, I know exactly how they feel. That's what I like
to do. That's about as relevant, Nick, as the president coming out there. And he gets a total pass. I mean, I don't want to get you into politics, but I'm just going to tell you that the president goes to Puerto Rico, sees the devastation. Kind of says what we all know. They have no infrastructure. A lot of their aid, they put to their politicians to get richer. The whole place is destroyed. He goes and visits. And then he says, here's some paper towels. Throws a few paper towels. Not great idea, but you knew what he meant. Hey, guys, you looking for these? We have supplies for you.
Yeah.
They went for days about the president throwing paper towels. But that story, no reason to underline it.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm just a meteorologist, man.
This is why you dance, right? You don't want to get into this.
I'm here to spread sunshine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Even when it rains.
Even when it rains.
And I believe that has to be some type of stanza in some type of love song.
I think so, too. And if it's not, it should be. So we just made someone $1 billion, Kilmeade, right there.
Oliver Anthony, if you're listening, this could be your next hit.
This is it.
All right. Nick's going to come back a few more minutes, because I want to talk a little bit more about you and what's going on, too. Because if you watch Nick on Instagram, you're going to want to see about 20 different dances that he does. He works it out. He says it. He says he works hard at it. I think he's totally natural at it. But you always can check him out on the Fox Weather app. He's Fox Weather on Fox Weather. They have the best studio. Fox News, Fox Business, Fox Weather by far is the best studio. And it's really, sooner or later, it's going to be named after Nick. It's just a matter of time. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Power Sales University. Individual results may vary.
All right. Welcome back. I have a very special guest right now. He is the world's top sales trainer. His name, Jason Evans. Now, Jason, you told me at the break that you get companies with salespeople a 40% increase in sales in 9 to 12 months flat?
Absolutely, and we have a guarantee.
So why would it be important for companies to even have sales training, especially if they have seasoned salespeople that have been selling for 10, 20, 30 years?
Well, here are the stats. The top 20% of salespeople close 80% of the business, 80% of all sales are closed after the fifth attempt, and 83% of all salespeople don't even ask for the sale once. And why is that? Well, where did anyone in sales truly learn how to sell? There's no degree in sales. Most companies do a day or two of sales training, and usually it's product knowledge, and studies show that 90% of all salespeople have never even read one sales book. So how many sales being lost simply because salespeople are not professionally trained how to sell?
So Jason, I know we're pretty much running out of time, but if a company owner with salespeople wants to get more information, where do they go? What do they do?
For everyone listening right now, get ready to write down our number, because if you're a business owner with salespeople, I'm going to give you a free 45-minute video of pure sales training techniques that will increase your company's sales within days, guaranteed. This could double, even triple your company's sales. This video is closing, handling objections, and more. Just call us and leave us a voicemail with your email address, and we'll send you this amazing video for free. Call 800-300-5173. This is how to close from A to Z for any product or service, regardless of industry, whether you sell face-to-face or over the phone. Call 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
Jason, Give the number one more time.
800-300-5173. 800-300-5173.
Again, that's 800-300-5173. That's 800-300-5173.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast, featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like the campaign, the candidates, the all-star panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So Nick Kocher is all over social media, not just talking about the weather. Okay, not at all. Unless they cover you on Fox Weather,
yeah.
Which is probably one of the – it's all over cable systems now.
Yeah.
And you guys are doing great, right?
Yeah, we're doing great. We are your Hurricane HQ. We'll have weekend coverage on all the hurricanes here coming up this weekend. The Atlantic is real active. You can watch on any connected device like Samsung TV plus channel 1010.
Gotcha. And didn't Texas just get hit?
Yeah, Harold came through, dumped a whole bunch of rain. Unfortunately, it didn't alleviate the drought in much of the state, but it was fairly beneficial rain.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. And no damage. So, Nick, tell everybody who doesn't know when you started realizing you're pretty good at dancing and you could do something with social media. How it happened?
So, for 18 years, I have been a meteorologist on the air. And about 4 years ago, in my last market in Charlotte, North Carolina, our bosses sat us all down and said, look, we need you to post more on social media, but not work stuff. We want you to do personal stuff, stuff that's a little more fun, more lifestyle. The idea was to get people to like you as the person, and then they'd tune in to watch you on TV in your professional career, right? And so they wanted us to post a lot, 12 times a day. And we were all kind of bellyaching, and eventually, you know, we adapted, and as did I. And one day, you know, it's just hard to post 12 things on social media every day. So I ran out of stuff. I danced one day in the studio just on a whim. I had never prided myself on dancing. I've never been trained or anything.
Not even the best guy at the wedding?
Not even I mean, I'll do a little chucking and jiving at the wedding. And I have gotten some compliments before in the past as I think about it. But I'm not the guy that's going to go out there and just start killing it, you know, and demand everybody start watching
you
me.
You do it, and it starts...
Yeah.
Really picking up steam.
Yeah. The first, you know, I've been doing social media stuff
all along, just trying this and that and whatever. So it's kind of something that I've always sort of had in my DNA. I can't not do it, basically. But I just thought it was weird that it was the thing that people liked the most. And so, once I did it the first time, everybody seemed to like it. And I've been doing it since. And I'm telling everybody, I'll stop when you get sick of me. So just let me know.
So you get to New York.
Yeah.
And instead of you just dancing,
yeah,
you start hooking up with different groups, right? Going to different street groups.
Yeah.
And then you find out what they're doing and they find out what you're doing.
It's a way for me to assimilate into a new city, right? Like here in New York, there are popular dances. There are popular dances in the South. So I just try to...
You'll travel around.
Yeah, I'll travel around for sure. And it's a way for me to kind of, as a broadcaster, we move a lot for our jobs. And it's kind of like cheering for the hometown team. I try to learn what's cool in the dance community.
And what is it like? People know you now?
People do know me more as a dancer than a weatherman, for sure.
But when you go up to these weather groups, dance groups.
Yeah.
What are they thinking? Like, they're happy to see you, right?
They are usually pretty excited.
Times Square.
That's my stomping grounds. It's right over here, so if I have a little break in the action here at work, I'll go over there and try to link
up. Here's just to show you what a non-dancer am. So you watch them, and then I notice dancers don't look at each other. They just do it.
Yeah. Like a flock of birds.
How do you know if you're synced up? You can feel it?
Yeah, well, what you don't see are the 20 mess-ups that we had beforehand. So there's a lot of takes that we don't publish on social that look terrible. But for me, I practice the dance 3 or 4 days in advance before I even get there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So where do we check you out now? Is it Instagram you post the most?
Instagram or TikTok. Just look up Nick Kosir, KOSIR.
Do not put on TikTok, "I don't want the Chinese to steal your moves." You promised me you won't do it anymore.
I can't make any promises.
Nick, come on.
Come on.
All right. Check him out on Fox Weather 2. That's his part-time job. He's really dancing full-time. Thanks, Nick.
Yes, sir.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.